Warning, listening to More Like Radio in large quantities may result in the following in no specific order.
Shenanigans, pure stupidity, anal leakage, bleeding from the ears, melting eyes, internal bleeding, loss of brain cells, delusions of invincibility, delusions of grandeur, loss of dignity and or balance, imagined gains in height, fitness and sexual prowess, inability to correctly judge sexual appeal of yourself or others, and athlete's foot.
Audience participation is welcomed. If not, screw you! Thank you for listening.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Welcome to Internet Radio Rescue.
My name's JJ Stoner, 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight, only on More Like Radio. I've helped countless internet radio shows not only get off their feet, but fix their mistakes. This week, I'm here to fix Live from the Hole. So tell me about yourself.
Our babies are cats. They're my whole life besides my husband and my business. I speak feline. Meow, 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 meow.
Wait, what? All right.
I'm the lucky one. He is my soulmate and we're in this business together.
Fine.
And we stand strong together. We have to because there's a lot of online bullies and haters and bloggers. We stand up to them, and I think we're the only ones that ever have. And they come and they try to attack us and say horrible things that are not true. Because they're used to eating processed wood chips or used to getting things for free and not from us.
Okay.
When you have a failing show and you do shady shit, the internet bullies are given free content and usually will run with it.
Nobody even is listening to me. They're going to go by Jessica. This, oh my God, unbelievable. These people are incredible. And I've had enough and come here to be abused, my own restaurant. I want to go home.
Just cool down, Amy.
All we've done, all that's happened is we have been attacked.
Attacked?
Attacked.
Why are you behaving like this?
Because I'm insulted. You verbally insulted me yesterday and I held my tongue out of class. I didn't tell you the truth. I didn't say nasty things to you.
Really?
Okay, really, I didn't, really. You don't understand. You're judging me on you coming in here, disrupting the entire service. I've been doing this.
Disrupting?
You did disrupt us last night. How could I focus when you're on
my
food? When you're standing here talking to my husband. What about when I cooked for you?
Who disrupted you then?
Everybody. What are you talking about?
Live from the Hole is unhelpable. They start infighting from behind the scenes. They sub-radio publicly. And then cry foul when called for their hackiness. Laboring a show is even a problem. I'm the first to admit mistakes are made and everyone deserves a second chance. But there's a point when you have to say enough is enough.
Aw, shit, nigga. You got sub-promote the fuck out.
Damn!
360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight, only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, he is a lying fucking cunt. I've had to listen to this dickhead, who's my boss.
Hi, how you doing?
Rant about fucking the bullshit JJ Stoner pulls out of his fucking ass to the point where I'm fucking sick of it. Now he's involved me. The guy can fucking run under a bus and die. And I will shed a fucking tear. He is a useless, worthless cunt.
Now that I got you on the line, you're actually listening and we're being, like, you know, for real now. Alright, I haven't listened in a while, and Saturday was the first time I did. When did you get a new chair and stop having a squeaky piece of shit sit under you?
I got a new chair. Who wants to sit in it?
It's equivalent to a radio food fight. That's what it is. It's just, for no reason, you all have to still go to the same school. So you guys keep fighting, but at the end of the day, you're going to have to be in home with each other. Alright?
Who's in the Chairs? Cancel 360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays at midnight. Only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, this is the Lizard Man, and you're listening to MoreLikeRadio.com.
The program you are about to attend may be shocking and relentless, and solely operates as a source of entertainment. If you can't take a joke, have no sense of humor, or just plain stupid, we invite you to stick around and be offended. Remember, you are being recorded. Welcome, and please enjoy 360 on 420.
Dead babies!
Get ready for 360 on 420. I smell butt sex.
Oh, this is gonna be bad. Oh, oh, do it, do it, do it. Fuck it up, man. Oh, shot!
JJ Stoner writes, I'm broke, unemployed, and yet still have a 52-inch Sony in my living room.
That's why you're broke. You're
not
a responsible spender.
We all will make sure we have a nice TV and then worry about maybe some other shit.
He's horribly afraid of running out.
Have a nice TV no matter who you are.
This episode is going to be the shiznit.
I'm going to fuck you, sister. I'm going to fuck you, sister.
Let's get this shit started. Yeah, where my dogs at? Get your drinks up, your joints up. Ladies, pull your tits out. Come on. Bounce, bounce, bounce. Bitch, what? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. What? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. What? Bitch, I don't give a fuck. What? Bitch, I don't give a fuck.
What's up, motherfucker? I went old school.
What's up?
I went old school, and radio judge is over here taking pictures of my dog's pussy.
She's throwing it up.
That's my bitch's pussy, yo.
She's throwing it up man. So what am I supposed to do with it?
Why are you macking on? Never mind.
Why am I macking on your dog?
Yeah. You missed the song.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We went old school with the intro. Punchy's here to begin. What's up, Punchy?
What's up, man? It's been a busy day of radio for me. Holy shit.
Yeah, you did a lot. Steve. Oh, I lied. It's amazing what happens when you lie, what you can get away with.
AJX.
Yeah. You know that part where I said I wasn't going to talk about it? Yeah, you shouldn't have believed me, because I'm a liar. It's fucking no. I'm a lying fucking cunt. I mean, what'd you want me to say? I knew when I said it that wasn't a correct statement. Bad decision. Oh, well.
Run. Bad decision.
At least my bad decision didn't get an entire station deep-dicking me. It almost did. It almost did. Which,
almost,
Hammy?
Almost.
Hammy, I found where I manned up and talked to Royce. It's not... Pussy boy Steve, it's not going to be as bad as you think it is. Just do it. Call in. We all have shows. Pick one. I don't care. We'll call into yours. We ain't got nothing to do. All right? Pick one of these shows and stop being a pussy. All right? That's my advice to you, buddy boy.
Hammy goes, busy day of radio equals no job to go to. Well, you'd have the previous job. Sunday is an off day
for that.
So I would have been able to anyway.
Now I'm currently in search of jobs, and my mom actually told me instead of putting on your resume that you haven't worked in 2 years, just put your radio show.
Dude, that's what I'm doing.
I'm like, I'll put it on there, but
until they listen to the actual.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working through in my head what I'm gonna say to the inevitable. So what's your show about? What's it called?
Yeah.
Well, you ever hear the N-bomb?
No, I fully expect to put Mr. Royce down as a reference, and you know, if someone calls him, give him a good reference. Because you know, when you get fired from places and you go other places, you can get good references and still get the job. But when that reference goes away, I don't know what to tell you.
By the way, Hammy brings up a good point. We did call into their show.
Well,
remember?
You called into it, but he at that point in time didn't know what that was. Now, Pussy Boy Steve either has done one of two things. He has listened to the show like a man and heard what the issues are, which you can hear it in the promo that I made that led off the Show of the Year Brain Stew for 2013. You remember that. When you vote that show, my promo opened it. Hammy's was second. But,
weren't on it, so
I was on it, motherfucker.
You started it.
What, via our commercial?
Yep.
Well, so, you know, just trying to do my show here. I don't need a job. All I gotta do is lick my old lady's box.
I do, man. That's the deal. I lick pussy, rub back, and touch feet. And that's about all I really gotta do. It's a good life. You know, I can touch both sides of my trailer, so I don't have to really go anywhere. And
like a god.
Yeah. I am an audio god. Rich has the best ideas ever. Big ass Rich on Twitter. One night just for shiggles. I like that word, shiggles. You should do a show from the Xbox again. Well, the problem is Hammy can't call in because Hammy's Red Ring of Death bit him. Rest in peace, Hammy's Xbox. But
and I also wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, neither would him. But that's okay. We could go old school. But you know what's funny? We'll go old school and like just do it in the room. That'll be the fuck you. Why does it sound so good? Because we're all in the same room. We just have an Xbox on.
Thank you for moving, dog.
There's always got to be a work. Settled down.
I was getting really sick of her sitting there like
yeah,
that.
My dog's pussy just staring you in the face.
She was putting it out there for me. I'm like, yeah, you know what? Just move.
Yeah.
Please.
I got to point out this exchange. Holly comes in and goes, hi, guys. Holly, if you know, from It's All About Me. Be on this coming Saturday, so there's that. And she'll be on Brain Stew the Friday after that.
There you go.
So Hammy goes in all caps, hi, beautiful, with which Western Echo replies, settle down, married man.
Speaking of Western Echo, all right. Western Echo is one day going to create the... All right. When you sit here on More Like Radio, you're like, somebody's going to have one thing that goes viral, and it's going to be Western Echo, because he's going to be driving down the road, and someone stupid in front of him is going to wreck, and then that's going to get 4 million views. That's what's going to happen. That's at least what he's going for. The problem is Echo's going to have some really gay music playing.
Don't say wreck to me again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we ain't even got there yet.
Or me.
No. Judge has a story. He's going to tell you it's not a good story either.
Are you going to that now?
Radio tease. Fuck them.
All right.
That's the way I'm seeing.
Little story later.
Yeah. Radio. There's a Judge story. It doesn't end well. Let's put it this way. He almost made it there.
Almost.
60 working again.
What?
Got 360 working again.
Yeah, but I'd like to talk about your day in Radio Punchy. How was your day? How'd you start off?
See, not to interrupt, I'm sorry, but that's what I was thinking with Hammy's Xbox. At least one of those is probably an easy fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If not both. Both are probably easy fixes, but...
Alright.
So, to answer JJ's question, my day started off with guest hosting on the Sully Show because their one host was out.
You're in the Sully Show Sundays at 12?
Yes, sir.
All right. And that was like radio.com.
That was fun. That show's always a blast to do.
Yeah, Sully's a good guy.
You got a few things better than Live from the Morgue references in there.
Yeah. I kind of want to read a hashtag later. Well, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm foreshadowing to stuff that we're not going to get to.
And I like it's fun doing the Sully Show. Like, me and Sully do good radio together when we do radio. I said do. Anyway,
there's a tease.
Wow, that is a tease. I got to stop you. Ooh. Oh, you want a tease? We have two nukes on reserve that makes everything you heard on Friday seem like sparklers.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. When is that going to go?
Consider my interest peaked.
Yeah, is that on Brain Stew or is this Dutch and Royce? Are we going to get this on Hippo Juice?
That all depends on what
happened here.
Yeah. You want to do it now? I like launching nukes.
JJ, let's put it this way. It's Steve's move now to prevent these two nukes.
Yeah? So you're saying that Pussy Boy calls in and mans up and does it on air. No more off-air bullshit, man. I don't care where you call in. Realize that my side's out there, man. I'm not the one that's being accused of being a liar now. All right? So Pussy Boy Steve calls in. Or whatever your little dirt and your skeletons want to come out, they're going to see the light of day, and it's not going to end well.
I love how now that he's switched stations, he's moved to a competing station, and his move is still the same. It's go to management. Y'all deal with it.
Say
please
something.
Do something about it.
Say something on air during a live opportunity, and then admit that you're going to cut it in the part that you cut. I mean, you can say whatever you want, Steven. It doesn't matter. You still, at the end of your show, you know, when everyone went off.
They said something bad about me. Yeah. JJ and his crew said something bad about
me.
Yeah,
it's all me.
Can you do something about it?
And by the way, like, part of me wants to know because I don't know what the two nukes are, but part of me doesn't want to know until they actually happen.
I can guess.
But...
Let me put it to you this way. I want to know before it happens. I will not say a word, but I think I've earned the right to know. Because, I mean, look, I realize something, Steven. My MO is to expose shit publicly. I haven't done shit to you. I've done a lot of hours of radio making fun of you, but at the same time, it's always been... broadcast, it's always been in recording, and it's always been allegedly. It's always been, you know, by broadcast standards. I'm not stupid. I'm not going to threaten to kill you or say what I'm going to do. Because unlike you, I know broadcasting. I'm not a fucking sprinkler guy. Do you understand me, Steven? I don't write books in the basement, all right?
There ain't no kinks in my hose.
I'm in a trailer, but remember, all right?
Degree.
A degree.
And not in making lawn sprinklers work.
A useless degree.
It is fucking useless, but goddamn it, it makes it this easy.
It's expensive and useless.
It is. Going to college, that's what it is.
Yep.
It's debt. But anyways, what's up, Kitty?
And by the way, before I continue with the day of radio, Western Echo, like I told Punchy in the car last night, this seems to sum Steve up. Emulates ONA on the air, acts like Howard Stern behind the scenes.
That's this in a motherfucking nutshell. The Russian got this, okay? This is not hard to follow, folks. That is exactly how it is. I want to act like a big boy on my show with live and hoping that nobody listens because, my God, listeners are fucking bad. I mean, every listener that has ever come into your chat room either hates you or... are fucking with you. That's not good, bro. Okay? It's not good.
And so, you know, I got a little bit of a break, and then I called into Mark Out Radio for SummerSlam picks.
Which he did. All right. Let me say something about Mark Out. Dark Fox does a fantastic radio show by himself. And it was a little jarring to hear him with someone else today. I mean, I like the guy. The guy didn't piss me off or do anything that, you know, wasn't. He was really good. It's just, I'm used to hearing just Dark Fox ranting about it. So I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. Like, originally it wasn't just Dark Fox. So, and then he went along with just himself. So it'll be an adjustment. But the guy that was on today was actually, I thought, was pretty good. He wasn't nervous. And he was pretty knowledgeable.
Right.
So I think I heard something from the first time in that promo that you play with Dark Claw talking shit to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think I heard something for the first time. Does he say, I hope you run over a bus and die?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you run over a bus and die. Okay.
I recently caught that, too.
Yeah, I just caught that when he played it earlier, and I'd never thought of it. I was trying to think of it. What he said, because surely he didn't say, "JJ, hope you run over a bus and die."
Yeah.
Well, here's the one thing though. You want to know why it took us so long to notice, Judge? Mm. Because the people from Live from the Morgue are so forgettable.
Right.
That's. I mean, it's. It's bash your head in the wall shit, because if, and again, I'm not like saying that it didn't need to go this route, because again, like, all right, as a station, you want to give everybody ample opportunities. We've had ours, man. Most of them are due to Steve, but we've still had ours aside from that. I've done dumb shit. I've told I told Merce that he needed to fire Steve, and that was a big mistake on mine. I shouldn't have told him anything, and I've apologized for that. I went back and I found the episode where I fucking went against Royce, and I'm gonna get it to Hammy, so we're gonna have it out, you know, sooner.
And now it's general. And now it's general knowledge that you have no tact.
Fuck you. Yeah, yeah. I'm listening to this show, and out of nowhere, Royce drops a line. I'll make you listen to it to hear it. But I had to DM Judge because I was like, you know what, someone's gonna hear this and it's gonna come back to bite me, because that's what happens in radio. You say it on air and it's either good and people like it, or people fucking hate your guts and want to destroy your entire life, allegedly. But either way, I mean, in the end of this, like, all right. All right, here's what I heard today, because I heard you on Sully's show. I yep. missed you on Dark Fox's show because my old lady got home and I had to cut it off. All right, yeah. I caught the download from the shootonline.com. Go there.
I'd say my appearance is pretty good on there.
Yeah, you covered just about everything, like a punchy interview, and that this is how punchy interviews go. Like that, it's a perfect interview. But you got to the end, and again, I like Mix. I've not had problems with anyone but people that just don't fucking get it, all right? So, again, I'm not trying to start all-out nuclear war with a station. That's fucking retarded. It is, as this person said, which it's Alan from Mix, he called into the shoot to talk to Punchy. So, again, on this download at the Shoot Online from Gary Cantrell's show, and Chris McNamani, or how... I don't know how to say his name. I'm sorry. No one knows how to say his name.
I think it's McNamee or something like that.
McNamee. I'm taking the footer bit right now. But anyways, they're doing the interview, and then it was brought up. Like, Cantrell's a pro. You have to understand, he's going to what are you giggling at?
Chris just put your audio in WhatsApp. Oh,
no.
Yeah, that
Hammy audio.
Yeah.
What the one? Hold on. We got to remind me where I'm at, because I got to go find something for a second. It'll be really quick. All right, hold on.
All right,
JJ, I'm ready. Please. Ready?
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
Do you? All right, no.
We'll get to the story of how I got that in a second.
Yeah. All right. So. You're talking to Gary, and Gary's an interviewer, man. He'll ask, like, it's not one of, all right, to pick on Steve, since that seems to be the theme, and I've waited a year to do it. When Steve interviews somebody, it's ask a question that has absolutely nothing to do or relevant to anything that you do. Like, hey, so would you eat for dinner this afternoon? Are you up? I listened to the Bob Levy interview that he did, and Bob Levy's really hard to interview because he just talks, right?
By the way, us at Brand Stew, I think we had a pretty good interview with Bob Levy.
Yeah. Bob will give you several stories, and you'll hear the same story a lot. I mean, he loves to talk about O&A, so all you have to do if you're interviewing Bob, just say O&A. He'll go. Stay to Howard Stern. He'll go. Comedy. Really easy interviews. And then you'll get an interviewer, like, because Steve likes to be led by things. Like, I don't know if you noticed this. Look at his Twitter account. How many times do you see something he actually tweeted that doesn't have something to do with his fucking abomination of a thing he sticks his dick in?
Zero.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Alright? Go through my shit. Alright? I love my old lady, but I don't necessarily have to tweet it. You don't have to tell the world about it, alright? It's not something that I have to remind myself. But there's a difference between interviewing somebody and somebody interviewing you. Alright? Cantrell will ask you a question. Cantrell knew that the Live from the Morgue thing, and hey, push the Brain Stew. Go to the Brain Stew download from Friday. You don't want to miss that one. MoreLikeRadio.org for the download. Or point your podcast feeds or RSS. I don't know how that shit works.
Nope. I couldn't tell you.
I mean, I listen to shows, but I usually listen live. Or try to. But anyways, Cantrell brought up the Live for the Morgue stuff. Punchy handled it about as professional as you could. So yeah, we have fun. You should go to the download and, you know, just kind of riffed about it. And So Alan calls in, and I like Alan. I really do. He does a great Sunday morning metal show. Metal Church, I think, is what it's called.
Is that Pro-Am HSD?
Yeah, yeah, Pro-Am HSD. And I, again, man, I'm not knocking you, Alan. Don't go there with this, because you've gotten one side of the story. And the side of the story that you've heard isn't anywhere near what actually fucking happens. Because, as you know in radio, even if you know, you don't. That is those kind of things. And then when the truth starts coming out, that's when you learn the truth, you know? As opposed to, I've told you I live in a trailer, but am I really in a trailer right now? Ask yourself that. Like, I don't put my life out there. So, Alan calls in, and he starts asking Punchy, or telling Punchy, that he's trying to be an ambassador and just get everybody to move on. Here's my problem with this, all right?
And when you say what your problem is, I'm going to say a couple issues I had.
Well, I have the follow-up to it is also my punch. So when you say that you're just here to be an ambassador, which I appreciate that, man, this does need settling, but it's not from you. There is nothing you can do as a station or anything. This is down to one person manning the fuck up and calling somebody, not off air. This is not an off-air thing. You've done off-air bullshit this entire fucking time. All right? It's not believable anymore. Roy said it on the show that you don't get people invested as much as this is, because there's people invested whether you like it or not. All right? The story's not going to go away. You cannot ignore this away. You have to call in and explain why you're retarded. All right? I did it. I ate crow. I called Royce. I said, I'm retarded. I acted retarded. And then we was fixed. All right. I'm still here. He didn't kill me. But if you ignore it, it's not going to go away. I assure you of that. Because it's your reputation is on the line here with more people than you even understand. More like radio, you can say whatever you want about whatever, all right? But we reach people. How many people are in this chat right now, all right? It goes out into the airwaves, and it goes into people's heads. So when someone hears that Pussy Boy Steve doesn't want to call in and discuss what he did, it's not looking good. Because I'm going to tell you right now, Steve, if you did nothing wrong, you should have no problem calling in. At all. If this is all JJ, like you claim it is, you should have no problem talking to Royce. You should have no problem hashing out with me. I will have a fucking civil conversation with you on air. You can call in right now. I will not scream at you. I will not fucking bash your show. It will be neutral. It could be a neutral show. I don't give a fuck where it happens. But until you fucking confront it, you're going to be a pussy boy bitch. Period. All right. And pussy boy bitches don't get their names brought up on 4 or 5 different networks because you're in good and have good relationships with the shows that are around you.
What are you talking about?
Who do you think?
I thought you weren't talking about that no more.
Prove it. Yeah? Go ahead. Prove it. Where's the audio? I didn't say that. Oh, I tweeted that? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to delete that. Damn it, old lady.
Maybe I should go through the last 20 minutes of your special.
Yeah. Echo says he did not have to call in. They called him twice. Exactly. And actually more than twice, because you called his house as well. But he only picked up twice. Good point. But
another issue I had, first off, I'm not taking shots at the mix.
That's not what this is about.
At the same time, I didn't want to exacerbate the call.
Yeah.
Because it already went over on Gary's show, and I didn't want to, you know, and I didn't want to have Gary have to deal with drama on his own show.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, what happened on the shoot?
Yeah, the shoot online. You can go get the download.
What happened?
Alan from Mix called in about the life in the.
He had a defender. It's the first person to ever stand up for his side, like publicly. Because, look, I get it. All right, that you want to show solidarity over there. All right, and I truly understand that. But you need to realize that when you picked up this baggage, and this baggage hit its timer, and all the things that he's done has caught up to him. You can't tell somebody when it's supposed to stop because it's bad radio. Because when you have a and look, Mix has its definite, you know, set of listeners. They have a fantastic Saturday night. They have a fantastic lineup. I'm not knocking the entire station. I love the Mix. I turn it on probably quite a few times a week, man. So we all listen to our own shows. We all have a reputation to uphold. You picked up a show that has a black eye, all right? And when you pick up a show that has a black eye and it hasn't solved why it got punched, it's going to get punched again. All right, that usually happens in abusive relationships. They
it's
continue
all
to happen.
Swollen and shit.
Yeah, you know, and it's not just one person doing this. There's four or five people that have maybe punched and gotten away from the same person. I like how I worked that in.
Yeah, and like first off, he had said, "Oh, well, you're not hearing the whole story," meaning for me how I explained it. Pretty sure they were because he wasn't involved in the whole Live from the Morgue story.
Yeah.
At all.
He's just going on, hey, guys, don't attack our new guys, because he doesn't know the situation.
Yeah, that's basically what I read from that.
Yeah, that's what I took from it.
Also, the kind of, first off, he had said something about, oh, like, fights like that, it's bad radio. No.
No.
It's not bad radio.
No.
It's bad radio if the person doing it doesn't know how to do good radio.
Yeah, it's bad radio if you don't address it. It's bad radio if you let it go on. Because, again, I'm wasting time. I have plenty of other fucking things to say for. And the tap-out argument is, oh, you have no content, so why are you talking about it? Because it needs to be addressed. You don't leave this open-ended for a fan, for a listener.
Because we can.
Yeah.
We need them for content anyways.
Yeah, trust me. I got SummerSlam. I got Breaking Bad. I got a ton of shit to do. So trust me. We're not going to sit here for 3 hours tonight doing this. We're getting our statement out, and we're done with it. And then they'll have their response. We might say something Thursday. That's it. But I highly doubt Pussy Boy Steve's going to do anything about it, and it's the only thing that's going to stop this. There is no stopping it. By just saying, hey, guys, this is bad radio. You need to get back to doing your content. Like, that's a cop-out answer. That's a, oh, my God, you're beating the shit out of us. Hey, can you please go get distracted with something else? This is,
even,
no.
Yeah, even if we get distracted with something else and you stop attacking him, he's still going to get attacked.
Yeah, he's going to do something else stupid. And you have to ask yourself, do I want this baggage? And I'm not telling you what to do. I've learned my lesson on that. I don't tell people what to do anymore.
It's your hobby. You can do what you want. But yeah. Your hobby just picked up some baggage.
Yeah. Your
hobby's going to bother you in your free time again, like it did months ago, and you were getting aggravated about it. That's going to happen again, just so you know.
So, like I said, that just kind of, I don't know, and then... what kind of made it a little weirder for him to say, oh, that kind of stuff is bad radio, was, and you pointed this out too, JJ,
mm-hmm.
turning around and later in the interview saying, oh, well, you know, but bashing Chronic is good.
Yeah. Oh, bashing Chronic is great radio. Meth teeth radio.
Oh, I know it's great radio, but, like, I don't get the difference between bashing him and bashing Live from the Morgue.
Yeah, see, at this point,
same thing.
You know, at this point, we have our lined up repertoire. It's the same repertoire that we would have with anyone. See, woman, she's beaten. You know, see, dude, he's a meth head. It's just the way it happens, man. Look back through the time of Tom and Susie's and all the ones that have come before, Chronic, Meth Teeth. They've all come up against it, and what happened? All right? There's a reason why that happened. All right, Tom and Susie, I will give more credit, way more than Stevie Boy, because Tom and Susie called in. And even if you go back and listen to the Tom and Susie one on YouTube, which you can go to at the More Like Radio YouTube, and you can watch it, she even has a couple of lines while they're on there, and they're actually kind of funny. I'll give her that. Of Glove had a couple of punches, all right? And, I mean, my God, I will fuck your teacher. Come on, all right? You create memorable radio. It's not bad radio. What it is it's bad press towards you because you picked up baggage. You picked up a show that likes to do shit and claim that they're this and they're that, but they're not. Look, Sasha, I thought this was done. It's not. It's not going to go on that long. Trust me. We have other shit to talk about. But
and that's what I told Mike. Listen, dude. every week before and every week after. If you listen to Brainstew Radio, it's not like we're just...
Nothing was said.
Yeah, not like we're constantly going after the guy and just constant fighting.
Right, go back through our audio. All right, you'll find vague, very veiled references. That's what you'll find. But you will not hear me mention your name, and I did not talk about it on air that you can find. Because, Stevie Boy, you like to do shit on air and then edit it. And I don't care if you say you don't edit or not, but I have audio of you saying that you've taught that dumb bitch how to fucking edit. And, yeah, you don't argue with you saying it's stupid. All right?
And then he had said something about, oh, controlling fans saying stuff because, you know, you're the host. And no, I'm not a babysitter. That's another thing I wanted to say. I'm not a babysitter.
No.
And, like, they're listening to us. You know, and I've never been the type of guy to be like, oh, well, you're a listener. You're a peon. Maybe jokingly on air.
Little Matt's the only one. Little Matt and Corn actually are the only ones that I've ever been like, you know what, just I'm going to be a shithead to for no fucking reason.
Oh, man, there's people talking in chat. Y'all need to shut up.
Yeah, hey, you guys, keep it down. You're talking about brain stew. Just listen. Like, really, dude? Like, I don't care if you're in my chat room talking shit, because you know what? I have a microphone in my face, and I can talk way faster than you can type. Trust me.
And like I said, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't teach it to drink.
That line, yeah. I like that line. But
we can tell them to not go into the chat all we want.
Yeah.
They're still going to go in chat and fuck with them.
Yeah. I've never done that to a fan or a listener or whatever you want to call it. A person interested in what you're doing. You don't do that. You don't say, hey, what are you doing? Why are you being shitty? And then when you sit here and you go, hey, Mix, the first 2 weeks that we've been on here, we've had a big chat room, haven't we? And then everybody that's on that station sees, wait a minute, you had haters for 2 weeks. All right? Wait till we're done with this, and then come back and look at that chat room. All right? That's what I want.
You're going to have no traffic, especially with the way you're bouncing listeners, people in chat, even if it's people talking shit about your Friday night show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, you know.
And he's going to say, oh, I had a good first 2 weeks. Steven, do you understand what just happened to you? Do you even fathom and put into your little lawn sprinkler-headed motherfucking head? Can you understand what you're doing? All right. Now, when I had a problem, it was over you. I wanted to leave the station. A lot of people, outpouring of people telling me not to go. All right. And we haven't been fired since, because every time someone has asked me to do something, I've done everything in my power to do something about it. I haven't, in this entire time, I have not called one member of management. I might have sent a Facebook message just, hey, blah, 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 blah. I've never called somebody and said, I can't deal with this. Now, I want to get this straight. All right. When I was trying to leave, all I was trying to accomplish was to get it the fuck over with. That's all I've ever wanted. I want to go on and do my show, guys, or however the fuck you guys say it. I don't care. All right.
JJ, hold on a second. Kitty says, I think we need some Coletta balls. And then Dog, go see Friday Night at the Mix.
By the way, 38 minutes without Coletta balls. You can't say that about life.
That wasn't Dog. That was me.
Oh, shit.
Oh, look at that.
There's a Nodors, and out of nowhere.
Nodors out of nowhere. And Ash Jiggle in chat.
Yeah, I like the Ash Jiggle, but Echo's trying to distract me. Echo's the one that, like, all right, he hasn't said much about this. And if he would like to call in, I will definitely turn it up a little bit louder so people can hear him.
Echo couldn't say much because there was only four mic ports.
That's what you run into that. Oh, my God. Really?
Get it out.
It's the queen of the zombies, everyone.
Get it out.
With an extra emphasis on zombie.
Yeah. Like, dude.
The Walking Dead is among us.
Can we see a Daryl Dixon crossbow in that picture?
You don't.
Crossbow arrow in the face?
You don't. Like, that is.
This is horrible. I feel like I'm getting glamored.
Well, considering who that is, not so glamored.
Yeah. Right.
That's just amazing. Like,
but again, and I'm not trying to sound like, oh, tough guy or radio guy by saying that it would have been a completely different exchange had he not called the shoot.
Yeah.
I'm being honest. Not saying that it would have been a blow-up argument.
No, that's not necessary.
It would have lasted a little longer, and I wouldn't have been as accommodating.
Do they have to know what's going on by now? If you don't, like, I've had one person from the mix, it was that dumb ass chin dude, like, live from the morgue zombies, you're blocked now. And you know what I send them back? Hashtag good for you. Because it's like, you want to hear one side of a story, or do you want to hear everything? Like, I'll tell you one thing that I will live up to. I'm not going through the entire story again. I don't need to. Everyone knows what happens. All right. If Steve wants to settle this and get everything to go on, he's got to man up. You cannot ignore this. That's my advice to you, man. I called in and ate crow. All right. It will go away. You will be able to go on with your show. But if you don't, every time that we get a chance to say anything about you, it's not going to be good. It could end that way, where every time that we mention you, it's dog shit. All right, Susan has no way out of this. There's no changing her fate. She is now known for shitty-ass books. If that's good for you as an author and you're okay with that and you could sleep at night, sure. But if you have an entire station that's saying you're dog shit, you're going to smell like dog shit to the public, all right?
And by the way, it's not shitty in the good way. It's shitty in the holy shit, this is horrible kind of way.
Yeah, I'm not talking puppy shit. I'm talking, oh my God, you fed the dog that and it shit that. I'm talking stain the carpet. Like, you can't get that out, dude. You're done. But Stevie Boy, only because you had potential is the only way that you got there. But instead, you let this woman come into your life and run you into the ground. Good job, buddy. All right? So as much as you want to blame JJ for everything, remember who started this. Remember who kept making it worse. And remember who has an entire station that is about to fucking destroy you. You can sit there and say, oh, well, I can just ignore this away. They can't do anything to me. You're right. We're adults. We won't attack you. But I would like to point out that I'm very well known for releasing personal information and for just doing dumb shit just because I don't give a fuck. All right.
Sorry, JJ, the picture in chat.
But, like, I'm known for that, and this entire year, I have not once pulled the trigger on that. Trust me, I have it. So, like I said, the final thing I guess we have to leave here, and Stevie Boy, if you're listening, man up, bro. You know you fucked up. You could go back and listen to the audio. It's there, and it's not JJ this time. You're the one that has to answer for your fuck up, all right? You don't, and I don't even care about Jack and the sponsor. That, again, as a station, that doesn't hurt us, dude, because anybody that saw what Revo Sig did, and I'm not bashing them, but they did some dumb shit, all right? And I guess I could go through the point as well that Royce did, that your main sponsor is broadcasting me right now. Remember that, okay?
Hold on, Hammy. I don't know if I can read this without laughing, but what are you guys talking about, he says. She's a beautiful woman who's brave enough to sell the stories of her abuse and write excellent sci-fi novels.
Okay, and look, Steve, all right, let's address this.
Good effort, Punchy.
All right. When she says something that irritates you, and look, you say this on the air, so don't be like, oh, no, we have a perfect living relationship. That's fine. You just said 5 minutes before you fucked up and had an entire station come after you that you were destroying shit with the sledgehammer because you were arguing with this bitch.
And because it's all about the game.
Yeah, alright. Take my advice now. Stop. Get her the fuck out of your house before you allegedly kill that bitch with that fucking sledgehammer. Alright? When that's an alleged murder weapon, and you're sitting in jail, that is when I want you to start thinking about telling people to scream my name during your sex.
He's not going to hit her with a sledgehammer. He's going to shove a hose in her mouth and drown her.
But they'll release him right away because that prevents Rise of the Spyrese 5.
Yeah. Well, like, just...
Oh, how hilarious would that be? He doesn't write a book until after she alleges that he abused her, and then all of a sudden it's Rise of the Spyrese 5.
Yeah. He, look, all right, and look, one of the funniest, let me just stop here. One of the funniest bits from Brain Stew on Friday at morelikeradio.org. We should have a tiny URL up for that. Why? / Brain Stew Deep Dicks Live from the Morgue or some shit like that.
Just for the one show?
Yeah, just for the one show. They did it for the BS. Look, if you go to tinyurl.com/BSR record, you can get that there. But, true. I forgot what the fuck I was going to say.
It's the old RSS feed. That Live from the Morgue bashing show would have done what the record show did, yeah, and just take down the server temporarily.
Yeah, yeah. But, I just...
By the way, and I want to address this because you pointed this out that Steve said this, going away from the Alan call and the shoot.
Let me get this out there real quick because I had started it and I just remember what I said. The funniest thing from that Brain Stew, at least for me, was Punchy as Hulk reading her stupid book. Okay?
That was good.
If someone had played the fucking, you know, Fantastic Four old school cartoon intro over that, I would have lost my shit and pissed myself.
That was so fucking good.
Oh, man. And like, and here's the thing, too. Steve tried to act like he was all not butthurt about 604 minutes and 25 seconds. Gee, you know, it's funny. What did he bring up, JJ, Friday after we went off the air?
Right. After Brain Stew went off the air. And a lot of people haven't heard this because Pissy Boy ain't going to put it out. But the way that Steve did this and the way that it pissed me off the first time that he did it.
Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
The new tiny URL for the show where we bash Life in the Morgue is now tinyurl.com/LFTM anal rape show.
Boom. What was I saying?
We were talking about the whole thing with the record show.
Yeah, all right. The way that Stevie Boy does this is Stevie Boy will bring up the fact that he did a 9-hour show. All right. And then he'll feel guilty and he'll say, oh, yeah, but Brain Stew did a 10-hour show. That's amazing. And then Susan will chime in and go, oh, yeah, that way to go, guys. And then here's where the disrespectful part comes in. All right. Anytime anyone adds a but, we did, you're being a douche. All right?
Yep. All
right. If you go, hey, guys, you did really good there, but we did, you're a douche. And that's what you do. They go, but we did this and we did this. And if you have the feel, if you feel the need to repeat it over and over and over, it's probably not right. That is fucking spot the fuck on, Western Echo. So,
first of all, and didn't they take shots at P-Rock too?
All right, they didn't take shots at P-Rock. What they did is they brought up when Broadcast accidentally went on. All right. And when Butthurt Steve has to say something, he has to get it out there. So what he'll do is what he did was he said, "Oh, well, you know, someone, I can't remember who was on with him cuz there's been a lot. Mix does a good job of coming on your show. Like, they have a core set of people that'll pop on your show and just add show content, kind of like Punchy is. Punchy, you'll just hear randomly on More Like Radio because he's a Punchy. He's a More Like Radio whore. He just shows up
because he's a Punchy.
Yeah, because he's a Punchy. So
I'm crossing station lines now with my radio.
I will as well. I mean, it just, when you do this, man, the more you could get out your name, aside from the way that Life of the Morgue's getting their name out there. The more you get your name out there and people like you, the more you're going to get in response, man. Listen around to other networks. I guarantee you you'll hear 360 on 420 promo here and there. All right. And why? Because we have a good working relationship with a lot of people in the internet radio community. We don't have an entire fucking station wanting to fucking nuclear option us.
And by the way, I want to point out, Steve was acting as if, like, oh, wow, they're plugging us, and our show was streamed on more like two stations.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, buddy.
Guess what, Steve? You want to know when your show was played? We're still interviewing the same fucking guy.
For an hour and 30 minutes. And then, all right, fuckhole, when you get off of the interview there, you instantly bash a listener. You've done that so many times.
Which, by the way, completely professional.
Yeah. You don't understand broadcasting is a problem here.
Here's how you can tell. Is your chat room filled with anyone other than Mick's staff? Then Brainstew is probably talking about you.
Yeah.
And here's another thing, too. Dennis says he's to blame for something, but I don't know what. The other thing, Steven, I know O&A will bash someone they interview.
You're not fucking O&A.
It's fucking O&A. They have the clout to be able to get interviews. When you're a no-name piece of shit show that was okay and then went from okay to mediocre and then went from mediocre to worst thing on radio, you bash interview subjects right after you do the interview.
As he says, the trolling is nowhere near done yet. Yeah, I think I've found something better to do than drink with my friends on Friday night.
Yeah.
I guess Western Echo was saying that he went into the chat jokingly saying that MLR was simulcasting live from the morgue.
Either way, I mean.
So, here's the thing, Steve. Again, we each give different.
Okay, I gotta stop you, Hammy. Every week on Brainstew Radio at Friday nights at 8, we will give the live listeners TV shows or movies to pretend to be in the chat room and troll them. Last week was Batman. Next week is the League of Legends.
I think it was Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
League of Legends is a game.
I don't know. Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't correct me.
Do Lord of the Rings.
I have a microphone.
Then you can do a Game of Thrones.
I have a microphone in front of my face. It makes me
Breaking
right.
Bad.
You're not tall.
I've got a microphone in my face, and I just speak Kane.
The look that I just got was amazing. It was like, really? You just did that?
You're going to go there?
Yeah.
He's got to spread his arms out and touch both sides of the trailer. But, Steve, seriously, though, and at this point, we're trying to do a mercy killing because the show's
It's not even that, man. It's you need a lesson, buddy.
You're about to get old, Yellard.
Yeah, because... Look, when I did my versus Royce, it was said that I was too big for my britches, and I was. Guess what, buddy boy? Your britches are too big.
I wonder where he got that quote from.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. We gave you the easy way out. Take the beating. Quit your show because it's not going anywhere. Because you decided to put a lot of stock into a horrible author who brings nothing to your show, and you decide that you're going to make her the second mic on a show, and when she contributes nothing, she's like Robin Quivers of your show. There's nothing interesting, just comments here and there, and is just, let's face it, a bitchy, sarcastic cunt, or a cunt mouth, as I think someone called her. You decided to put all your eggs in that basket, and I wonder, why have you gone through so many other co-hosts since adding her to the show? I'll point it out. They don't like her either.
I've had the same lineup since the beginning.
Yep. And the only reason you lose people is for work, pretty much.
And we're not
made
actually
an appearance
lost.
Tonight.
We're not actually lost. We're just kind of taking a break.
Well, we let go.
I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, everybody's taking their breaks, but I think me. I haven't taken a hiatus.
I own at least half our equipment.
Yeah. I'm not going anywhere. I'm the only one that has not taken a hiatus at all.
Hammy says, very true, punchy, except unlike Susan Dean, I'd fuck Robin Quivers.
Yeah.
Unless you count last October. Was it last October?
Yeah, but we just didn't do a show.
Yeah. I mean, that was all of us.
Yeah. No, that was 2 years ago.
2 years ago, yeah.
Yeah.
It was two years ago. Yeah.
It was in the first year we did it. See, all right, we've been doing this a good while. We've learned our lessons here and there. The difference between me and you, Steven, is we've learned from them.
I would say you learned from your lessons, and that's the thing. But Steve, you're probably going to take your shots Friday. You definitely took your shots after the end time of your show Friday. And now,
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
Now, just randomly, all night, hammy.
Here's the thing, Steve. We may not have heard the shit you were saying on your show because we were too busy basking in how awesome Brain Stew was Friday and listening to and or taking part of JJ's special after show.
Which I missed.
Missed, yes. Which, you know what? Hey, I may not have heard it, but considering your track record, I'm going to take people's word for it, even if you delete that part.
Dude, he says in the part that he's going to edit it out.
Yeah, he says he's going to edit it out, which at least he's being honest this time with the fact that he's going to edit something out. But you've already made your bed, Steven. It's coming. Actually, it depends. Do you want to take it? Do you want to take your beating? Or do you want your show to end? Because you're not just going to go to another station. Your show is going to end. You're going to sell your equipment on Craigslist.
I'm not even threatening that, man. Well, His show will go on. All right, I'll give him that. He's a retarded motherfucker, and he's gonna do a show in some way and fashion. But you need to ask yourself what Paula Deen is doing right about now. Like, and I know this is a different scale of shit, but what happens to you when the public has an opinion of you? It's not going to help you sell, you know, whatever you're trying to sell.
Most of the people listen to your show, and I could guarantee that most of the downloads for your next show this week, guess what? It's not going to be actual listeners.
Big ass Rich. Hammy doesn't have to Skype in. Hammy can just be on any time now.
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
Now, here's the thing, all right? I don't just have one of this, all right?
And Hammy doesn't like talking about cocks. He loves it. Trent Reznor is a god amongst men, and I would gladly accept his cum on my face. Jay, I want to suck your cock.
See, now that's called a medley, folks.
Is that what that's called?
That's a medley.
Hold on, Hammy. LOL, he'll go on and do a show. Not if we launch our reserved nukes, he won't. Tease.
Friday nights at 8 p.m.
The Good Show, that's on Friday nights at 8 o'clock.
I'm sorry, I forgot to overmodulate. Brain Stew Radio, Friday nights at 8 p.m. See how that works, Steven?
Relax, wife stoner.
Fuck you. Dead babies.
No, but
are you still going on about that shit?
What?
Man, I jump on here and you're still going on about that dumb shit.
About what dumb shit? What do you have to say about it?
I mean, she's been punched in the face enough, allegedly.
So you're saying you're crying mercy for this show now?
I'm done with them.
You're done with them. But I want to know what the reserve nukes are Friday night at 8.
Non-existent.
Yeah? Dead to you? Well, I'll tell you what. All right, buddy boy. We just did our hour on you. That's the last I'm discussing this tonight. I know that I lie a lot. And I'm a lying fucking cunt.
You're a lying motherfucker. You should just run over a bus and die.
There you go. How do I die if I run the bus over?
Exhaustion. They're big steps.
That's a long way to run across.
They're big steps.
They are.
You'll be exhausted.
Yeah. All right. But I'll tell you what.
I think that's almost like running from one end of the trailer to the other.
All right. Well, since...
I think we're going to take a break here because I got to drain the old lizard here.
Yeah, I got to take the old puppy outside and let her go poop. And I'm going to go
on the bed a little bit and then I'm going to throw them there Mexican yards.
Yeah, I'm going to play this.
Is he going to take one of them Susan Rose?
I don't know. So
just listen to that and take the medicine, stupid Steve.
It might drop a Spiries over on the Mexican's lawn. I don't know.
See, comparing that to her book is like insulting shit.
Right. I'm going to try and promise you this. Don't fucking hold me to this, but when we come back, we're going to do SummerSlam and other horse shit because I'm done.
This one sucks.
Okay, you go, you tell it, hold on, fuck you, because you tell us stop live for the morgue bashing, but wrestling sucks, don't go to anything else. What else am I supposed to do tonight? Hammy's just,
Damn, someone's blowing up Facebook. Yeah.
We had some racing today.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk racing when we get back. Either way, live from the morgue's done. 360 on 420, morelikeradio.com.
Morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Rothstein? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, juice, juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Previously on 360 on 420.
You with the board is bad.
Yes, it is. I'm going to hit you in the titty. Don't shit my thing, you asshole. Fuck you.
A what?
It's something you would understand because you're a 3-pound winky motherfucker.
A what? A skinny what motherfucker?
Winky!
Linky?
Linky!
Linky?
I didn't say link after link. Link, looking for the A. Damn!
Are you trying to say let the A's breathe?
Oh my god! What did you do to the microphone? I hit you again. Fix it.
There's D3's laugh.
One, two, three. Fix it,
I can't. I can't fix it. I can't.
You can't fix it.
Okay, here, I'll fix it. Talk into this microphone.
You are so not getting laid now for sure.
Oh, shit.
Do not need this control.
No.
I said that the first fucking night.
Hey, okay. Asshole.
We all said that the first night, but he never listens to anything.
Nope, I don't listen, and I never will. You know why? Because of Radio Gold like that. Sundays and Thursdays at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Cousin Joe Show.
I was hanging out with this girl I met, but I couldn't fuck her because her pussy was sore from some kind of surgery.
What?
Yeah.
What? But her pussy was sore because of the surgery, or she had surgery on her pussy?
Apparently she had stitches or something if I fucked her, they were broken off, but I don't know, something like that. Don't spit it out. So, I ate her out.
I just looked at your fucking monstrous penis and was like, I can't have that thing in here, that's impossible.
I don't know, but she also had a hairy asshole, because I ate that too, why wouldn't I?
She had a hairy asshole?
German girl, yeah. Hair all over her puss and ass.
Oh my god.
Wispy hairs all over her asshole, all around.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh. Wispy?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, dude.
Like unpubic, like.
You know, like those. You know the mustaches that curl up, like the Luden's cough drop package?
Yeah.
Yeah, ew. Like that.
Like they were really wispy. They weren't like curly cuey. They were actually like. No, if they were just. Blew like, on them, they would ruffle.
Yeah, yeah.
They would
like. Yeah.
That's fucking gross. Why did you like.
It was like crabgrass blowing in the wind.
What did you do?
It was really bad.
Just so, them up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make them
I didn't have time to play with their asshole hair. I just got it over with.
You might have liked
it. Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
It's All About Me podcast with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com. Have you ever wondered what Jay from Huntington, Panthers fan girl, and Jenny Wren B sound like? Go to www.itsallaboutme.com for past shows. Or again, tune in Saturdays noon to 2 for It's All About Me on RadioFooBar.com with Rorschach 7 and Halls in Seattle. Are you an interesting Twitter denizen? Contact the show about being a co-host or Skype in when they're live to Halls in Seattle. Or if you have an old phone, call 425-312-1787. It's All About Me podcast, Saturdays noon to 2 on RadioFooBar.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What? Oh, yes. What the hell?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh no! 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 God, oh, no!
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful? God. Not painful.
ECW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to czwrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Now I'm realizing that this is all gonna be on fucking podcast. Oh boy!
I told you.
Yeah, I was trying to warn you the whole time,
dude. I don't care. I'm voluntarily Skyping into you. Use this to make a promo. I don't care. No, dude. Like I said, my fiance doesn't listen. Dutch got drunk one night. Well, he gets drunk every night, but he got drunk one night, and I used it as a promo. Why not use this into a promo? I give everyone permission to turn this audio into a promo. I don't care.
He also used Drunk Me for a promo, too, if you remember.
Punch it. You play it every week.
I do. Folks at home, Radio Gold like this happens every Sunday and Thursday at midnight on 360 on 420, only on morelikeradio.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Hamill, host of Brain Stew Radio. I'm here at my local dive bar, and I'm here to talk about a problem everyone faces when they head out for a night of partying. Once in a while, I love a good drink with friends, but what happens when someone takes it just a little too far? Today, I'm going to show you different types of drunks so you know how to avoid them.
Yeah, I'm sexy and I know it, motherfuckers!
This is Mike Falcone. Recently, he gave up his straight-edge lifestyle after succumbing to peer pressure.
So my shit's boring as fuck.
The first sign that someone has had too much to drink is he or she will be stuttering and endlessly look out like they are daydreaming.
I'm not yelling!
Another sign is excessive random yelling. Random acts of song and dance is also a sign. No, he's not a High School Musical fan, but he could wind up raping a High School Musical dancer if the drinking continues.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be so confrontational.
Near the height of their intoxication, sometimes drunks will apologize to you, even if they haven't done anything wrong. They still feel like they have done something wrong, besides being a drunk cock block.
No one's gonna say shit. What is this? I've still got fucking drink in here.
Finally, the worst and most obvious type of drunk is what I call the self-talker. The subject will have full-on conversations with themselves, not aware anybody is listening. Learn these warning signs before you go out with your girls or your boys, as it could possibly save your life or ruin your hookup. I'm Chris Hamill. Thanks for listening.
Please, I need a sword. I don't care what condition I'm in. I need a sword. Because you know what? How am I going to properly defend myself against gnomes?
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
I think they could take sesame seeds off the market and I wouldn't even care. I can't imagine 5 years from now saying, damn, remember sesame seeds? What happened? All the buns are blank. They're going to have to change that McDonald's song. 2 all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a bun.
Dead babies.
That was a cheers, by the way.
Yeah?
There's another one.
Yeah? This is a lighter sound.
Yeah. Nice lead in with the Miss Hedberg.
Yeah. Dude, that was a spot live production. That was that was perfectly timed.
Toot toot.
Toot toot. Knuckle.
Because Fuji never toots his own horn.
Nope, ever. Hipster JJ.
You did it first.
JJ Wyatt. I'm a man.
Oh, yes.
I'm a man of many hashtags.
You're a man of many things.
Yeah, of girth.
And the girth is the many things that he's a man of.
Yeah.
When he said many things, he meant pounds.
The things are pounds, yes.
By the way, JJ, I think I'll be taking advantage of your alumni discount for NXT tickets down the road.
Let me know. Because
if there's a taping...
This topic too much. I haven't listened to it yet, but I've already downloaded it. Everybody else should download the Sully Show from today at noon.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't yet. I planned on it.
Yes. The first hour of it.
I haven't listened yet.
It's fantastic. Like, the hashtag is shit. But I don't want to talk about that. I'm done. I want to talk about SummerSlam. Yes.
SummerSlam
race.
Okay. You know what?
Hashtag
fuck you, dog.
NASCAR. All right,
let's go hashtag NASCAR. I haven't watched. Tell me why.
And
what
go.
Happened? What happened? Go.
I don't know. There were a lot of cautions. And Mark Martin almost won. We want Mark Martin to win. He's an old man and he's still racing. And we want that motherfucker win. But he ran out of gas 3 laps to go. So fucking Joey Logano won it. But a fucking Ford always wins in Michigan, which was where they were at. So, all right, there was my racing segment. Ta-da.
360 on 420, Sundays and Thursdays are Friday.
You missed the fact that Joey Logano not only won the race, but he started the pole third.
Now, I like this bit. Keep it up. Go. No tax, JJ. Hashtag.
They'll motherfucking riot.
Fucking riot.
So, like, what did Kevin Harvick do?
Nothing.
Then I don't give a shit.
What I miss?
Back all day. I'm telling you, like, every time they're in Michigan, a Ford wins. Everywhere else, everybody else wins. Toyotas, Chevys, whatever. But Ford dominates Michigan.
What? What I miss? What?
So did Jeff Gordon cash in the money in the trunk?
Damn it.
Like, I'm just asking because, you know.
No, he just likes to hold on to that in his rear.
Oh.
Yeah, that was damn good.
Yeah. That was a good line. toot toot. Yeah. I like that.
Toot toot.
Toot toot.
So how about that Brian Ziegler?
Brian Ziegler.
All right.
Yeah.
We're in the break, and we're discussing the fact that we're going to talk wrestling. And I said, I don't know, man. I kind of like it, you know. I like wrestling, yeah. And I like to kind of pick different, you know, different people.
Yeah.
He said he saw it on Twitter that Brian Ziegler guy got screwed.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, you mean Dolph Ziggler? He's like, yeah, the yes, yes, yes guy.
Look, all right, guest, I think it's my dad. Because isn't racing thuggish? Remember that word, thuggish. You say we have no content.
You lean to the left. You lean to the left.
Yeah, all right, thuggish, later on. Remind me of that.
So I'm not going to remember that.
Are you done with the NASCAR segment? Can we talk wrestling now?
Did we drop the checker flag? What do you think?
I mean, has Tony Stewart climbed up there and got a cheep, 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 cheep? Continue. No, go ahead. Get it out of your system.
Motherfucker, we deserve a victory lap.
We do deserve a victory lap.
Babies for the burnout.
In fucking Steve's driveway.
One bad decision.
That's a good decision.
How long did he make it? How long was that? 19 minutes?
16.
Good Lord.
I didn't say I was going to talk about it. I never said I wasn't going to reference it. But anyways, I mean,
you NASCAR. Giggle like a little child who just like kicked in someone's pudding.
Uh-huh. I shit in his breakfast.
He said kicked in someone's pudding?
I don't know. Shit in their breakfast sounds pretty good, dude.
Nigga, you pissed in his Cheerios.
But.
No, I pissed in her Cheerio.
Well, we got Notos here. Notos, did you watch SummerSlam?
No, I didn't get a chance
to. Do you care about it?
I do care. I'm happy to talk. Because
I like to give out spoiler alerts for people that didn't watch things. You know, unlike a certain T-Roy that used to not do it.
That's fine. And I have an update from him later.
Oh, no. All right. So, pre-show, Ambrose, RVD.
For some reason, let's see. Since I didn't watch it, do you want me to, like, make predictions?
I mean, you can. We'll just.
I say RVD should win that.
RVD should win that?
Right. Yeah.
RVD did win that. Problem is, it's exactly what the internet wrestling community chose, and that was a DQ win. So, no belt change.
You figure because Van Damme's going to be taking time off soon, so.
Why is he taking time off? Didn't he just come back?
With his contract.
At least the snores went both ways.
Ah, go ahead, snore into it again.
Have an effect on there.
Yeah, snore into it while wrestling's going on. NASCAR, yeah, sure.
Don't mute me, fucker.
Oh, now he's muting people. Dictator. The Jim Rennie. Fucking 360 on 420.
Then the official pay-per-view kicked off.
Who is Martin Stoner?
It was J.J. Stoner's debut against Kane.
I think I did well.
I'm going to put your face on Hitler.
J.J. Wyatt beat Kane in the Ring of Fire match.
You didn't let him guess, man. He was going to guess.
Doesn't really matter.
But who were you going to guess?
Well, I would have wanted Kane to win.
Right.
So you've been 0 for 2 at this point.
Okay. How am I 0 for 2?
Because Bray Wyatt won.
Okay, but Rob Van Dam won, so I'm 1 for 1.
1 for 1, my bad.
1 and 1. 1 for 2.
1.5. Fuck y'all niggas.
So yeah, you know, though, that match, it could have been better, but I think they were limited by the fact there was fire around the ring.
Yeah.
I mean, Wade Bryant's a fast dude for a big guy, but a lot of it involves bouncing off the ropes and being able to move freely around the ring.
Right.
And you're very limited in how you can move in a ring when there's, again, fire around the ring. Especially,
wasn't Kane born in the fire?
Yeah.
Fire around the ring.
All right. I got it.
Like fire all the way around the ring.
Usually. And, I got
like on the ropes and stuff. The ropes are on fire.
They put some things around the outside of the ring, the apron, ring apron, that and there was fire on there. And every time someone would take a bump, it would like go up more.
So the apron was on fire?
Like pretty much, yeah, man. Bunch of fire.
Bunch of fur.
This is good shit.
Bunch of fire.
That's a lot of fire.
That's a lot
bunch
of fire.
Bunch of fur.
But I got a request to play this. I like when listeners send shit in. Nope. We got a
bunch of fur.
What is one for two?
No dwarfs.
Predictions.
Right, is that the wrestling stuff? I don't know nothing about the wrestling stuff. I just heard fire.
Yeah, maybe
I like
Cornix
fire.
Right all on I am gay. Nah, maybe Cornix is right all on I am gay.
Oh, man. So match two was Cody Rhodes versus Damian Sandow.
Just go with Cody Rhodes. Fuck it.
And you would be right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, actually let Rhodes win that.
Huh? Yeah, it was a boring.
It was
Dust little brother deserves a win.
Damian Sandow had a pretty good promo early on. Where he was like, oh, we're talking about great teams like Sherlock Holmes and Watson. And then he goes, for you mouth breathers, I'll dumb it down for your mouth breathers, Batman and Robin. but yeah, they gave Cody Rhodes, and Cody Rhodes doesn't have the mustache anymore.
That's a bad move.
It's expected that his heel look is the mustache.
I say it's a good decision.
Hammy says, was the Inferno match any good? All right. It was good.
Still, you did?
No.
I don't think it was that good of a match.
As a match, no, but as an Inferno match, yeah, it wasn't that bad. Like, they didn't botch anything that I didn't think.
No.
I will say this, they definitely approached the finish like you think they would. It's just nobody's had the balls to do what they did.
Yeah, you know what the funny part was, though?
What was it they did?
You know his two minions? The big ginger and the bearded psycho?
Yeah.
All right, they got a fireproof blanket and threw it on top of the fire and then climbed in the ring, beat the shit out of Kane. And then Bray Wyatt comes over, kisses him, which is a little gay. I'm telling you now, J.J. Wyatt doesn't do the kissing thing. Just insert the dead baby's war cry.
Obviously he does.
No, don't go there. But then he hits his finisher, pins him, and match
He's
over.
Got a thing for balding men.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, the funny part was, they do the whole thing, which I guess explains the injury to Kane. Which was they put his head onto the bottom part of the ring steps and then...
That was gay. All right. Not because, like, I get the symbolism of it that, you know, you're taking Kane and blah, 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 blah. But come on, man. Like, everybody knows that if you hit him with that side of the ring steps, it's not going to do anything.
Yeah, but it's how it looks, you know.
Yeah, but, like, you know.
Right.
I didn't like it.
Here's the funny part, though. Because the fans... were actually into that part enough where they were chanting for Undertaker.
Yeah.
But...
Well, what's, no. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. All right, Nostrastona, as always. Kane isn't going away for filming just yet. He's going to come back and do a little thing where, you know, he's under Wyatt control, I guess, is what you would call this. I don't know how Cole's going to phrase it, but... They're going to have control of Kane for a little bit and... Boss Hog, gas prices in L.A. went up $2 after the match.
Well, again, though, when the lights went out for the Wyatts exiting, everyone thought it was going to be The Undertaker coming out.
Yeah.
Everyone just hoped it would be The Undertaker.
Yeah.
That was hilarious. They were like, it was a huge pop because they thought it was The Undertaker coming out.
Yeah. Come on, yeah. Marks. Don't do that. Be a smart, not a mark. All right?
Boom.
Yes, Dark Fox, you can take that. Or if I took that from you, I apologize. It sounded great when I fucking thought of it, and yeah.
Then after that was, I believe, Del Rio versus Christian.
I'm going to take Christian because I hate Del Rio.
Yeah, you're not doing good tonight, buddy.
Yeah, not doing good yet. Now,
I hate them both.
I will give it this. Actually, much better than expected match.
Okay, all right. I got to stop us here. Johnny, what do you have against TNA? Hammy pretty much sums this up, but they have fixed one of the problems. Tito Ortiz, Aces and Eights, Brooke Hogan, which they have fired, and Hulk Hogan. And Eric Bischoff. But, all right, back to SummerSlam.
It's only 1/4, but anyway.
Yeah. Horseshit match. I hated the Del Rio Christian match. Like,
It was a match that was good and got the crowd into it. It was a match that Del Rio needed.
Well, yeah, he needed. Oh, trust me, JES. I've given them plenty of fucking chances. Uh-huh. All right, you want to know how you fix that? Bring back Jeff Jarrett. Done.
Yep.
That's the only way I will come back.
All right, fuck, so what Dixie did you not like about the match?
Huh?
What did you not like about the match?
It's just boring. Christian matches are boring to me. I just don't like. I don't like his face. I don't like. I don't like his finishing moves. Yes, I get it. You do.
It's pretty like Christian.
He looks like a ferret.
My issue with Christian is he can't even be cool when his shtick is he's Edge's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. He calls himself Captain Charisma, but let's face it, all the charisma in Edge and Christian was Edge. Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if your storyline is you're Christian or you're Edge's brother and you still can't be cool, I'm sorry, you suck.
Yeah. By the way, I want to point out at this point, I'm 2-2 on my predictions.
I was pretty good.
The next match was a Total Divas promotion match. Now, let me point out, this match would normally separate the main two matches, because usually they throw a Divas match between the top two build matches to kind of let the crowd have an energy dump and then get the next one.
Yeah.
I guess because of Total Divas and it was involved with Total Divas, Natalya versus Brie Bella was here at this point and not, you know, like later in the card.
That should have been the second pre-show match. They should have had two matches on the pre-show.
Yeah, but what are we going to do? They got to throw
Divas. No, fuck you. You put that on the pre-show so you could push the Total Divas show that I still have yet to watch because I don't give a shit. Like, put that on the free show. You know they're not going to buy SummerSlam. I mean,
the only way to watch, the only way to watch Total Divas is with the OSW review guys talking about.
See, I would definitely do that.
Which is on their site. Right. It's actually a thing.
Like a Riff Tracks, but for...
Yeah, that's what OSW... What day are they on? I know it's Tuesday before Ashley goes, but I don't know what time they start.
If someone can help with the start time, I think it's like... Ashley starts at 3 Eastern time, so...
Yeah, Ashley's at 3.
I think they're at 1.
One or noon.
Yeah, 1 or mid-noon.
I would say this, though. The one good thing about the match... Aside from the fact that, holy shit, Ava Marie looks hot.
Yeah, I want to take her and just fuck her redhead in a corner.
They actually gave Natalya the win.
Yeah.
Which, she's probably the best wrestler on the roster in that division, so.
She's going to get a push. I want to see her and AJ go at it, because I know it's going to be a good program.
I think they'll set that up once they end the AJ Caitlyn feud.
Yeah, that needs to end soon. Get Caitlyn off of TV, please.
What? Right. No. Why?
No, big titties and a shitty dye job is not going to get you, but so far. All right.
Well, in the trailer park, it will.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
That's exactly why you like
Maybe
her.
Maybe she needs to work at a Virginia strip club. Yeah. Hey, Judge.
That's what I'm saying. She needs to go on and go ahead and China herself. Then I'll care. All right.
Like, I think you need to experience it before you go. Throwing out suggestions.
Now, the next match is what I think was the match of the night. Was Brock Lesnar versus CM Punk.
That right now is, again, alright, I have to say one bad thing about it. Alright, fuck you WWE for thinking that you could put that match, which is a match of the year contender. It was a terrific match. Great match, but fuck you for putting it on during Breaking Bad. Because I don't give a fuck how good you are, you're not Breaking Bad.
Well, what's it matter? I mean, it's a pay-per-view. They're expecting most people to pay to be seeing that. Therefore, anybody who's watching that, they don't think is watching anything else.
anybody at that company that doesn't realize that 90% of their viewers take their pay-per-view is retarded. They know it.
Well, anyway, regardless, Now, Nodorf, so who would you think would win that match?
Well, I'm going to go with CM Punk.
That was my choice.
That was my pick, too. Unfortunately, we were all wrong.
Yeah. I think a lot of people got that one.
I want to throw this out there. Like, mm-hmm. putting that match during Breaking Bad, the fact that Breaking Bad was on has nothing to do with the fact that that was a... I mean, if Breaking Bad being on had any part in that decision, that makes it a good decision. Because that means anybody who's pirating their stream...
Mm-hmm.
misses that match.
Yeah.
Fair enough, but still, fuck you.
Well, I mean, it's a good business decision.
Like, no. Because I don't... Alright. Let's... Alright. Just tell Nodorf who won real quick.
Bork Laser won that one.
Bork Laser won. Alright. And Bork Laser had one of the best matches of his fucking career. Let's all be honest. Bork Laser is not the best wrestler in the world, all right? He's a big meathead who can put on a good match as long as he doesn't botch his way through everything.
He still has that stupid sword tattoo?
Yes.
Oh, that penis sword tattoo is still on his chest.
Penis chest and chicken legs. That's what I think of Bork Laser.
That is one of the worst tattoos I've ever seen. I would much rather have the worst translated Chinese tattoo.
Boss Hog, JJ soon will have a red beer and test the diva theory.
Well, this match, seriously, the best match Lesnar's had since returning.
Career, period. I can't think of another match where he even came close. Even the moment when he broke the ring, that really wasn't all him, and that match really wasn't that good. It was the moment that made it. Right, this match as a match, as like just a story of a match, went.
It's one of those matches that even though you know that everything in wrestling is pre-scripted, you're at the edge of your seat and it hooks you into the match.
It was
a really good match in ring, especially considering that one of the people in there was Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
And really, after CM Punk miracled that kind of match out of Brock Lesnar, I really think that he deserves to main event WrestleMania this year.
He will. But
I think because they've been foreshadowing the fuck out of it.
Again, I always hate WWE booking, and this is going back to the Breaking Bad thing, but if they'd have put the Ziggler and Caitlyn and AJ and other match ahead of this one, right, and tried to take the last 10 minutes with intros on the Bork Laser CM Punk match, I think that would have worked out a lot better than trying to have... All right, go ahead. Who do you think would win between Dolph Ziggler and...
I want to point out something first before we go to that match.
Yeah.
First, I was kind of pissed because, once again, they have Punk job to another part-timer. Yeah. But this Punk-Heyman-Lesnar feud is not over.
No.
Especially with how well-received the match was. I mean, you had Cole saying that as the match was going on, all conversations in the back stopped because it was that good.
Yeah.
Even the Iron Sheik called both... even the Iron Sheik called both Lesnar and CM Punk Iron Sheik class.
Right.
So it was a... No one had any complaints about the match. It's a serious contender.
I mean,
This feud's not over.
No.
And the good thing is both guys look strong.
The bad thing is anything they do from now on can't compare to it.
No, but still.
It doesn't matter what you do. There's no way it's going to live up to that. And I'm sorry. That's just the way I think it's going to go.
But again, both guys still look strong. No one looks any weaker.
Yeah, no. I mean, Punk can take a... Punk fucking job to Undertaker. I think he's allowed to do and say what he wants.
Yeah. And
we got Heyman and the Anaconda Vice and all that Heyman got his. So that's the payoff for that match. Now we go, I'm still here. You still have to deal with us, Steven. You can't just run away from this, Steven. You can't go back to Long Island, New York and expect for More Like Radio Punk to go away. All right, it's not going to happen. We're going to come to Montana where you're at. And we're
going to put you in the Anaconda Vice.
Yeah, exactly. Make you cry uncle.
I like how you turn Punk giving the Anaconda Vice to Heyman into a jab at Steve.
Yeah. So,
the next match, in order, it was Caitlyn and Dolph Ziggler versus AJ and Biggie Langston.
Well, I'm going to take Caitlyn.
You want to lick her butthole, don't you?
Yup.
Yeah.
See, this is why he is an excellent wingman.
He wants to spoon her shit box.
This is why he would be an excellent wingman. For me.
I mean, yeah great.
AJ and Caitlyn standing there.
Because I take AJ all day long, but I apparently have an affinity for crazy fucking bitches.
Well, they're fun. She definitely has her appeal, bro, but I guess I know my place.
It's the all first kind of Bond girl that No Dwarves has had a liking to. So
that is a good point.
All right, you know what? You know why Caitlyn pisses me off? Because
the
Caitlyn,
muffin top.
Exactly. All right, no. Caitlyn can have a muffin top, but let's fire Mickie James, one of my favorite women wrestlers of all times. Let's fire her for being a little hefty too. Like, way to go, WWE. Why did you fire her? What, because... Oh, wait a minute. She fucked John Cena. Never mind.
She's like the only one I fucking like, motherfucker. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, I have to go watch TNA now. And
that's when you watch. You lost me as a watcher.
TNA's unwatchable, bitch.
It's not... No,
fuck
TNA...
WWE.
I just miss the days of Sable and Keebler.
TNA's not unwatchable. TNA's just what... It's a show about what you don't do. That's what it is. It's like listening Friday nights on the mix. You just don't do that. Like, so, if you want to know how not to do it, tune in then.
Tune in, everybody. JJ is learning tact.
Am I?
big ass Rick. Paulie Spires. So, Caitlyn and Dolph Ziggler ended up winning, so No Dwarves would have gotten that pick right. It was a short match. Like I said, the reason they put a match like that between the two big matches is because...
I want that cookie.
That too, but... the crowd was hot for the Punk-Lesnar match, and usually, sometimes a crowd gets so into a match that they're kind of mentally exhausted for a few minutes.
Punchy, that's wrestling theory. Alright? This is... What the fuck is that? This is...
Holy
wow.
Jesus!
That's the greatest tattoo I've ever... Like, that dog is how you get us...
I want that cookie.
That's how you get us to stop talking about wrestling. You post a gigantic tit with a cookie monster tattoo on it. That's... I mean, it's a horrible... It's a nice boob size-wise, but that cookie's got some...
That right there makes me wish I was a tattoo artist.
Yeah?
You imagine just kind of... You gotta... Because you gotta grab and...
Pull it, yeah.
Pull and... Kind of tug a little bit. And
dog's like, I'm like done with wrestling.
Many a man and a tattoo artist.
I don't understand the it looks like razor burn underneath it, though.
A little bit.
It's either pimples or hair.
Yeah, I don't... It's
probably
just,
pimples, because boobs sweat,
bumps.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's bumps that bumpus. Don't need to be there.
Yeah. Big... mounds of flesh are going to sweat.
You want
to
know?
Into a bra.
You want to know how to get us to stop talking about something? Post a gigantic tit.
Kenny says, "How'd you get my tick pic?"
All right. So that was the filler match, and then there was the main event: Daniel Bryan versus John Cena. No Dwarves. Who would you have picked?
My official pick is going to be Cena, but. I would want Bryan to win, but I know they're going to give it to Cena.
Oh.
Shows what you know. Ha!
All right. So it was actually really... Again, Daniel Bryan now has cemented himself as one of the few people on the active roster who can get a good match out of John Cena. Bryan actually beat Cena clean in the middle of the ring.
Shit.
And look, let me tell you something. I've watched a lot of matches.
Was it a tap?
No,
it wasn't a tap.
I've watched a lot of matches and been like, you know what? He's going to tap him out here. He's going to do this. WWE got me. Because Bryan just comes out of the fucking corner, kicks him in the face, pins him, and is done. Awesome finish. You got me. That doesn't happen very often.
Now,
where I was like, oh, shit.
After the match, Bryan celebrating is a huge, great moment because Daniel Bryan wins the WWE Championship.
Yeah.
And then Randy Orton comes out.
Yeah, Randy music.
With his Money in the Bank case because it's got the...
Like, that music hits and you hear Kels from wherever she's at. Just,
actually, she felt weird about what the events that transpired. But Orton, you know, and Orton's going to, like, act like he's not going to actually cash it in yet.
Yeah, yeah. Bryan's sitting there in the ring, jumping up and down. Come on, come on, come on.
Then Triple H, who was the guest referee of the main event, turns Bryan around and gives him the pedigree.
And what?
Then yep.
Orton comes in, cashes in, and is now the WWE champ.
Yep. Orton wins. Orton is your new WWE champion. Spoiler alert.
Why does
Bryan
get to hold the championship for, like, the smallest amount of times?
You know what's funny? Like, someone pointed this out, too. In 2009 at SummerSlam, the same thing happened to Jeff Hardy, and CM Punk cashed on Hardy at that point, and it wound up being the best feud of the year.
Yeah. You'll have... All right, number one, he's a WWE champion. That goes down on record. So he can say he was. You also have Night of Champions coming up, so you get him... It's better to watch somebody that you like chase something than it is to watch them actually have it. Like, John Cena is a good example of this, except John Cena is so bad now that it's just terrible.
I think Daniel Bryan, he's going to win it again, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, that, because John Cena is going to be out for a while with his elbow surgery.
Yeah.
That would be the world title feud, Bryan and Orton. And I think Bryan's eventually going to win it for some time, more than 5 minutes.
Hammy says Mickey James is smoking hot. I don't care what anyone says. You know what I have to say about Mickey James? She could shit my mouth and I would eat it. Her dumper, butthole, turd cutter open, turd out, in mouth, swallow.
Now, what about Mickey James' scat really get you going?
I want to taste it.
I think it's
taste her shit.
Yes. I want to eat the corn out of her shiat. Okay.
Did you use any sauces, or is it just going to be all natural?
It's naturally lubricated.
Naturally lubricated.
Yeah, with bung tongue.
Bung dung.
Bung dung. That's a fun word. Hashtag bung dung. Go. Things better than life for the more.
Things better than life from the morgue. Brock Lesnar's mic skills.
Bork laser.
Actually lubricated, right, Doug?
By the way, before we get more into the Orton Triple H swerve, here's a picture that was posted of the Bellas before the match with Cena and Brock.
What the fuck just happened to Punchy? Punchy just turned into a robot and was like...
When OSW Review was doing their Total Divas special,
yeah,
they said, oh, here's a way to tell the Bellas apart. Nikki's got knockers, Brian's banging Brie.
And I've seen Brie's nipple. I'll never forget.
Never forget.
Hey, Sal, he jumped, buddy. So...
He so did.
Just remember that. I know you don't listen. It's okay. But, all right, no, you know what, Steve? There's a perfect example of what happens if you ignore something. I hope it goes away. go ask Sal. Oh, wait a minute. You can't find him? Sorry. Okay, I'm sorry to distract every once in a while. Can you tell I'm not going to let this go? Why should I?
Do you let anything go?
No. Fuck T-Roy. Not sexually, just I hope he dies soon.
So is September still a possibility?
No.
Oh.
T-Roy update?
Alright, what are your thoughts just from hearing it? Now let's seal up SummerSlam nice.
Okay.
Just from hearing about it, what are your thoughts?
Sounds like an interesting pay-per-view. One of the better ones that sound like they've had.
Yeah. What would you say you give it? You know, out of a scale of 11 to punching Susan Dean?
Start at 11?
Yes.
Okay.
From the sound of it, let's go with about a 7.
Okay. So just a threatening Susan Dean.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just want to. All right. Make sure.
Is that who I think it is in the chat?
I don't know. Who do you think it is?
I'll let her sit on my face.
And I'll give my rating, by the way, which is I actually give it like an 8, 8.5 because it was actually really good considering like WWE's been doing better with their pay per views.
Yeah.
I would be more pissed about the Punk losing to Lesnar and the whole thing if I didn't think that those stories weren't finished yet.
Aside from some booking, I'd have to, it's above a 5. I'll give you that. Lesnar Punk made the fucking show. Period. It doesn't matter what you did with Bryan and Cena, but you knew that going into it. So why close with it? Let me ask you that. Why not do Cena and Bryan in the mid-match after you did the Brie Bella shit, and then you actually get your Total Divas involved with their men, since you don't want to show that on TV and not break kayfabe? I got to give them a 7. Just because they booked it retardedly.
Here's the thing, though. Remember what happened when Daniel Bryan lost in 18 seconds at WrestleMania?
Yeah, it was the shittiest match that I could think of for the last 3 years.
That killed the crowd for a while.
Because it was a retarded move. If they'd have done a two-minute squash match, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
There would be no problem. Yeah, Wyatt versus Kane was first. Exactly. That would you lead off with that? Like, okay, let me ask you this. All right, booking-wise, why didn't you lead off with, like, let's say Del Rio and... No, fuck that. Lead off with the Ziggle and Big E Langston match. Get it hyped up because everyone's going to pop for Ziggler either way. And go, do what they did. Take that fucking fire match and then go in and out of it. That way you have the bumper of setting up the fire shit between the end of Lesnar and whatever. Like, everyone knew Bray Wyatt was going to win that anyways. So you're not going to shock the community by letting Kane win that. All right, come on. But it gives you the bumper between, and you're not going to have anything off of it because it takes you the time to set up the fire. Everybody watches the fire match, goes, oh, look, pretty fire. And then you get the bumper between the fire match to go into the Cena and Bryan match. You had the bumper of setting up the fire and putting it down. Why the fuck do that first?
Because I think they wanted that to, kick it off as far as having... The hot as far as crowd reaction goes, Wyatt family with Kane. Now the match wasn't as good as it should have been, but again, I think I blame
it,
that.
It wasn't gonna be.
I think I blame the fire gimmick because of what we've seen lately of Kane and what we've seen of Bray Wyatt.
No, I liked the fire. It added. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. I liked it.
Look in chat. There's no dwarves
against me.
Here's the thing, though. Like. They did the right thing putting the Dolph Ziggler match in between because it had potential to be a decent match. But basically, the
No Dwarves versus the House.
It's basically the end of like putting in the end of a throwaway feud.
That's him trying to find her pussy. Let me tell you a new bit that I like starting. Hammy, you can take this one. I like getting Punchy riled up on a subject and then just interrupting him with just shit. It's fun.
I think that's giving JJ a little bit of height credit.
Yeah. Girth not, but...
No.
Punchy's like, fuck this, I'm just going to put the mic down then. I'm done. I'm just kidding, man.
I know. I'm not getting butter.
Yeah. Don't go. Don't leave, man.
What do you think I am, a lawn sprinkler guy in Long Island?
I think you can take a punch.
JJ, you're making fun of me. I'm going to call the mix guys.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you to stop.
Hey, let's go get that big guy with the stupid Abby. What's his name? I can't remember. Oh, I don't know, but Ash Chin. We already have one of those. It's okay, buddy. You can unfollow me. Oh, you're blocking me.
I'm gonna mention this too. I think a lot of people going into this knew that it was going to be basically a two-match card.
Yeah.
The two matches delivered, but there were a couple other matches that were at good at worst.
Okay. I mean, it was a good SummerSlam. I'm not like, oh my god, that was Warrior and Hogan. Or, oh my god, that was a cage match with Rude and Warrior.
The oh my god match was Punk versus Lesnar.
Oh yeah. I mean, anyone that watches wrestling knew that going in. You weren't watching that pay-per-view to see Daniel Bryan win and then have Orton cash in, because you knew they foreshadowed that for a month.
But the funny part is, they were foreshadowing it so much that you would think that they weren't going to do it.
And then, come on, man, a Triple H heel turn? We got that. All right, you know what? Just because of the Triple H heel turn, 8. I'll bump it up to 8. I almost forgot about that. Because now you're telling me the next month I have an in-control Triple H who's a cerebral assassin that's going to be fucking with just about everyone. I'll take that.
He's going to be in control for the rest of the year, pretty much.
Yeah.
The storyline with McMahon's isn't going to end till after WrestleMania.
It ain't ever going to end, dude. As long as there's a McMahon alive, you're going to have that.
Well, you know what they do is they do it once every couple of years for the fans that didn't see the previous one. But the apparent plan is that one of the matches on WrestleMania is going to be Triple H versus a wrestler like on Vince's side.
Yeah.
For control of the company. Like,
where's Shane at? That's what I want to know. I want to hear that money. And fucking come in and do his little fucking jump shit.
That'd be fantastic.
Hell yeah.
Apparently that's the plan.
Every time I see that fucking fat picture that Johnny just put in there, I think it's me. Because I used to wrestle back in the day when I was a short, fat little kid. And yeah, singlets weren't fun to wear. Let's just put it that way.
Singlets are never fun to wear.
No.
I enjoy them.
Spandex and fat legs do not equal awesomeness.
But again, though, if CM Punk's not headlining WrestleMania, it's going to be a travesty. But I think because like I'm not so smarky where I'm delusional.
You're not a bad smark. You're just a smark. That's a smark statement. If CM Punk doesn't headline, I'm gonna go cry to the internet.
Even the markiest of marks can't deny that he's earned it.
Well, what about the Funky Bunch? Where do they feel?
The Funky Bunch, they're irrelevant because they're acting in The Departed.
Yeah.
So, but like he's especially going through that match with Brock Lesnar, who, let's face it, is not a safe worker.
No. Bork Laser will fuck you up, yeah.
Bork Laser just is not delicate in the ring. He's not like Earthquake and Typhoon, who would make sure that you weren't injured.
Yeah. When they jumped on your chest, they didn't fart in your mouth while they did it either.
There's
that one story about Tugboat. Never mind.
Yeah. There were some spots in that match that Lesnar did at Punk where I was like, oh my god.
I love when Lesnar flings CM Punk over an announce table.
Yeah, that was a good thing about a lot of Lesnar spots is that Punk is a smaller guy, so compared to Lesnar at least.
Yeah.
So Lesnar can throw him around pretty well, and it looks spectacular from a wrestling aspect.
Yeah.
But I just think that whether it's that he wins the Rumble and goes for the championship or they do what everyone wants and do the Punk versus Austin.
We'll never get that.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get that.
We're never going to get that. Austin's not coming back. I love Steve Austin, but he's not coming back. What?
But I think that this match proved that Punk is... He's good enough to be able to carry a money match.
Yeah.
He did it with The Undertaker. He did it with Lesnar. I think he deserves a chance to headline this WrestleMania. Fuck having Cena headline yet again. He's had enough WrestleMania headlines. Fuck putting the McMansion as the headliner.
Because if you're going to do Cena and Undertaker and that doesn't close the show, fuck you. Period. Well, no. I know Undertaker doesn't close the show in a while, but Man, and then you give him Cena and he can't even close? Come on, man. Now you're fucking Undertaker over. What was the last time a Taker match ended WrestleMania? Orlando?
A while ago, but you know what? They don't need to close. Undertaker's closed many a WrestleMania.
I don't care who you are, man. You don't want to follow some people. And Undertaker is not one that you want to follow. And just
Especially not a Mania.
Yeah.
I don't think the Undertaker wants to close a Mania anymore.
Shit.
I think he's only been keeping the streak alive to have it go till 30. Right. And trust me, you're not going to want them to because I think they'll have whoever faces the Undertaker at 30 beat the Undertaker and end the streak.
Yeah.
And if Cena, do you really want to end WrestleMania on that note?
No.
Exactly. You don't want to end it on that note. Yeah. So that's why either Punk Austin, if Austin decides to wrestle one more match, or do the Punk wins the Rumble and faces the champion, who I'll say is a heel Randy.
This is what I think about wrestling talk.
Huh?
All right. Let me ask you something, man. You were in wrestling, right? All right. Do you remember the headgear? And you remember how, like, some people, like, you remember...
I can take a picture of it. No.
Take a picture of your own self, asshole. Take a selfie.
All right, Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, all right. But you remember back in the day when you'd see the headgear, and then they win the match, and they turn it around so that the earmuff thing was on their forehead, right?
Yeah,
all right.
Like a bra.
Judge has given up to the point where he has now taken his headphones and put the earmuff part on his forehead. He's done with this conversation. And I mean, we did a solid hour on this. It's great. SummerSlam was good. We're wrapping it up.
Saved in my camera roll.
So,
I don't like this WhatsApp app.
You know what?
Because I viewed that and it saved it to the camera roll. All
right. So here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna, since we're a 3-hour show now, we have to be some productions.
I can't get a good selfie.
Fuck you. All right. Look over here. iPhone cameras suck. Let me do these fucking... There. All right. Let's stop the show to take a picture of Judge.
That's right. You want it.
Yeah. He's the judge. So we're going to take a little break. We're going to come back. We're going to have a T-Roy update. We're going to have some more bashing just because you know it's not going to go away. You're a pussy, boy, Steve. You need to fucking call one of us. I don't care who. I don't care where. Trust me, Brain Stew, Friday at 8. That's all I'm going to say. But thanks for hanging out with us at 2 o'clock in the morning. It's 1:57 in the trailer. tinyurl.com/MLRT, tinyurl.com/, what is it, Punchy? Get Punchy to college. Help Punchy.
tinyurl.com/punchycollege.
Punchy College. All right. And then CZW Wrestling and adamandeve.com, Deal48. And insert sponsor because we need them. And Dead Babies.
And now, the question that has tortured mankind for the last several years.
What's a Sully show?
It's a kind of magic.
Hey guys, this is Sully.
And this is JT.
And we're here to tell you that we're going to be joining the More Like Radio family.
That's right, right here at morelikeradio.com on Sundays from 12 to 2 Eastern Time.
So come be part of a show that's like nothing you've ever seen.
We got the redneck news.
As well as the dumbass of the week.
And believe me, there's a lot of them.
So check us out Sundays from noon to 2 Eastern only on morelikeradio.com.
That's morelikeradio.com.
Pay for about 360 on 420.
Rock Piss,
Rock blisters, the following list is not limited to itching, scratching, sneezing, coughing, the flu, anal warts, arthritis, Australians, dry mouth, gingivitis, dandruff, eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, pink eye, red eye, lazy eye, object in the eye, blindness, total partial nuchal tone, Ebola virus, Ebola Gulf A, erectile dysfunction, infertility, narrow urethra, pregnancy, urinary tract infection, kidney stones, calcium deposits, skin tags, stretch marks, legacy virus, overbite, underbite, wild animal bite, undescended tennis testicle, hermaphrodites, chlamydia, syphilis, gonorrhea, crab louse, AIDS, HIV, SARS, H1N1, herpes, herpes simplex 10, leukemia, testicular cancer, ovarian cancer, pancreatic cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. Screw all forms of cancer. Psoriasis, jaundice, lupus, albinism, solanovirus, homosexuality, bisexuality, only males, alcoholism, depression, manic depression, schizophrenia, dementia, brain fog, gastromyalgia, multiple personality disorder, gender identity disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, delusions of grandeur, pedophilia, Lolita complex,
T-Roy Shreveport,
fertility, boils, cysts, lesions, synaptic neural overstimulation disease, Legionnaire's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, McGregor's disease, MacGyver's disease, and Michael J. Fox.
Rock piss.
As the inventor, founder, and only supplier, I approve this message. Place your orders today or I'll fuck your sister.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? Go to KickSaveComics.com where you'll find comics that include Go to Sleep, a short horror story by Dustin Lavallee, Corey Galusha, Don Kunkel, and Justin Miller. Hayseed Service Station by Don Kunkel and Dustin Lavallee. Vigilante Granny by Charles P. Wilson III, Don and Jane Kunkel, and Kay Miller. And last but not least, Zombie of the Month by Don and Jane Kunkel, Charles P. Wilson III, Eric Kay, with cover by comic legend and Smodcast podcaster Walter Flanagan. Go to KickSaveComics.com for more information about comics coming soon. If you'd like to contact KickSaveComics.com, send an email to KickSaveComics@Yahoo.com, ZombieOfTheMonth@Yahoo.com, and follow Don on Twitter at Don Edward Kunkel. KickSaveComics.com. Just remember, folks, always keep your stick on the ice.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Oh, down, bow, down, wow, dilly, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from the Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call then.
And here we go, answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
It's under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow.
This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, You can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
Listen to 360 on 420 Sunday and Thursday nights at midnight Eastern, only on morelikeradio.com.
Dead babies.
Maybe Cornix is right all along. I am gay. And Hammy doesn't like talking about cocks. He loves it. Trent Reznor is a god amongst men, and I would gladly accept his cum on my face.
You know, Jay, I want to suck your cock.
Thanks for bringing us back from break, Hammy. Hammy of Brain Stew Radio, Friday nights at 8 p.m. Wow.
That's rough.
Hammy sticks his foot in his mouth a lot, doesn't
he? That he does. I mean...
And all JJ's got to do is say, I'm not recording.
Yeah, I was going to say...
Apparently JJ's cock as well.
See, Hammy's fallen victim to the same problem that old... Pussy Boy Steve fell. People were listening live and possibly recording you as you were doing it, and now we have this, Jim. You ready?
Jay, I want to suck your cock.
You're welcome, Hammy. So what's up, man? How we doing? I'm feeling good,
man. You should
man.
Give that to Kitty.
What to Kitty? Oh, I'm pretty sure Kitty has it. I believe it hit the WhatsApp. Which, let me tell you, all right. First off, all right, this WhatsApp shit is fucking hilarious. Because Judge goes, I want to get in on this WhatsApp thing. And I don't know what the fuck WhatsApp is. And... he gets in, and the first thing that I see is my stupid face.
Apparently, the image for the group
is me,
JJ, with his when he actually had his shirt on, yeah. Flicking off the camera.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, it's terrific. Like I said, I mean, I'm playful. I'm fat. I will challenge anybody. Of the fat people on this station, because there's a lot of fat people on this station. Take a picture with your shirt off, motherfucker. Do radio topless. Come on.
So you see there may be more than 2 bedrooms in the United States that are screaming your name during sex?
That's fucking creepy, dude. What the fuck?
It's either this one or the other one that is the avatar for one. The group chat.
It's that one.
On WhatsApp.
It's that one.
That is the group photo.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's hashtag something.
Oh, it's hashtag team boner. Team fear boner.
Yeah.
Fear boner.
Yeah, fear boner.
Yeah.
I'm having fun in there. It's.
Yeah? You like it?
Yeah.
I want nothing to do with it.
I think me and Hammy need a date.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're
gonna Hammy on here, and he'll say something gay about you too.
Yeah. Well, I need.
Well, no, Hammy knows I'm recording now.
I'm looking forward to it because he told me he likes. What did he say? Long walks on the beach and something else.
I don't know.
And cheesesteaks. Long walks on the beach and cheesesteaks. I told him I can dig cheesesteaks. Want to go out?
Well, let's just face it. He's probably lying about the walks on the beach.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
He doesn't walk much.
All I care about are the cheesesteaks.
Yeah?
If he wants to take me out for a cheesesteak, I can't. Like I told him, no promises. I won't use him and quit it. But
also,
are
Hammy,
you saying
like,
that you're going to hit it and quit it on Hammy? Really? Is that what you just said?
That's what I just
said.
Wow. Also, one thing Hammy didn't add was he likes long giraffe-like limbs.
And twink-like chesticles.
See? I never knew WhatsApp was a dating service.
Like I said, I've heard a lot about it.
They keep telling me at work about Snapchat.
I've been
an evil service.
Yeah, I've been roped into using Snapchat with a stripper.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Any good tip picks?
Stripper? No, I haven't gotten those. I haven't been able to get
strippers just leading you along.
No, I don't give a shit what the hell she's
doing.
You
need to fuck her mouth. Maybe that'll fix it.
If she's leading me, I'm leading her just as much. Who gives a shit? I'm going to show her the elephant thong later.
Didn't she already hurt you once?
What?
Didn't she already hurt you once?
If you want to call it that.
I hope it's terrible sex. Like, when you actually get it's just terrible.
Because
you put in so much work for this, I just hope the payoff is not as good.
I've stopped putting in work. I mean, let's be honest. I've stopped putting in work. But,
let's go into this.
I really don't think it's going to be terrible.
Did the story that I heard the other day, did that involve her?
Which one?
The story that you were going the other day. All right. Just to give you a time frame, Brainstew did their show of the year.
I'm
talking about Friday.
Yeah.
And then I started. He left. Where did you leave?
All right. I was.
Let's talk about your Friday night.
Okay.
Right?
My Friday night. I was in here listening to the Brainstew bashing.
Yeah.
I was having a great.
More like radio.org to hear what we're talking about.
I was having a great time. I didn't want to leave. All I know is we have a mutual friend. The stripper lives in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And we have a mutual friend. It's her, one of her best friends.
It doesn't
friends
matter.
Or whatever.
Just
whatever.
Mutual friend.
The idea is I offer to drive because I get a trip to the beach.
Yeah.
I'm driving her and we're going down to see her.
Yeah.
And Friday we were planning on leaving at midnight. So here I am. I didn't think the bashing was going to go as late as it did.
Yeah.
But Aussie dude didn't end up calling in until 11:30. I'm like, motherfucker, I've got to leave.
Yeah.
I've got to go. This sucks. I want to hear this.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting
Fantastic
here. I'm sitting here as long as I possibly can. Last minute I could possibly go. I get up and I leave, and I turn on TuneIn app, and I'm listening to it. I go pick up the chick, and...
You mean the TuneIn app? You went to the TuneIn app and searched More Like Radio? You found
it? Well, that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, and you can listen driving down your road. Or
exactly.
If you have, like, one of those thingies in the middle, it'll come up in there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
The dashboard.
Listen, so I'm listening to the bashing on the TuneIn app.
Yeah, yeah.
And
or if you wanted to listen in on the More Like Radio, or Live from the Morgue sponsor.
Or I'll tell you what, you can go down, the RevoSig app, and you can hear us there as well.
Oh, Jesus.
But okay, continue.
All right, so I leave, I go pick her up, and we're like, she said, meet me at my house at midnight, and we'll go. Okay, so I leave, I go over there, I pick her up, and we're on the road. 10 after midnight.
Yeah.
We're on the road, we're going down. And I'm driving down 460. I didn't realize you were going live afterwards, so I cut it off after
bad decision.
Cut off. Well,
what? Bad decision.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Let's count down
decisions. If I would have had any idea that you were going on or that it was a possibility, I would have left it on.
Yeah.
But I didn't, and I didn't know. So, driving down, and we're talking, whatever, just trying to pass the time. I've already drank my Red Bull. I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm going. And I'll point this out. If it's late at night, if it's nighttime and there are no cars on the road, there's no traffic, I usually stay in the left lane.
Yeah.
You know, on a highway, I'm staying on the left lane.
I play the line game.
Well,
bounce back and forth.
I do that occasionally, but more often I'm staying in the left lane because, you know, more often there's deer on the right side as opposed to the median.
Unless you're my old lady driving to work.
Okay.
Then it's in the left lane.
I stay in the left lane. And
or dog's old lady.
We just
gotta
pass.
Have that into.
About 10 minutes past this really podunk town called Crewe.
Yeah, Crewe.
There is literally nothing there, and it's 35 mile an hour through the whole thing.
Yeah, I hate that fucking...
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay, to give you an idea, it's a highway where you're going 60, and then you hit a two stoplight town where you go 35. It's
and there and there's a Hardee's and a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, that's it.
Pretty much it. Yeah. So about 10 minutes past crew. This is about 2 a.m. We're driving along, and for some reason, I didn't cross over to the left lane. When it went back to two lanes, I stayed in the right lane.
Yeah.
What's the difference? There's nobody on the road. I'm just driving. I'm still going like 67, 70 miles an hour or whatever. And I'm going, and all of a sudden, something just pops up in my view in the middle of my fucking lane. It is a, it's a wooden chair, a wooden chair frame.
Is it squeaky?
It's not squeaky. I don't know. I mean, it could be squeaky. I couldn't hear.
Do they do shitty radio from it?
I guarantee they do. It doesn't look like the one I was sitting in, but, you know, whatever. It's just a big fucking chair.
Well, who was sitting in it?
Nobody was in it.
But how did it get there?
I don't know how it got there. It just showed up in the middle of the lane.
I hope it's not there anymore.
That's how the chair normally was. There was normally actually nobody in it. That's why the question was always, who's in the chair? There's really nobody.
Yeah, there wasn't nobody in that chair. Yeah. Nobody waiting. So I had that split second, you know, it's like, okay, can I swerve? Nope, this is happening. So I just barrel through it. It shatters, explodes all over the place, just wood chips.
Loud as fuck.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was terrible. Yeah. And I said, fuck, I've got to pull over and look at this, find the next turn off. And I pull over, and I stop, and I see steam coming from the hood. Shit. Open the door, step out. I see liquid coming from the bottom of my car. Fuck me. This sucks. Go to the front, and my radiator is impaled. There is a wood stake just sticking out of my radiator.
I'm going to blame this on the succubus voodoo Susan Dean.
You know what?
There's no other explanation for that chair to be in the middle of the fucking road.
Who was in the chair?
Told you nobody.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That chair was dead.
I just wanted to ask who's in the chair.
Did they take it to the morgue afterwards?
I was wishing.
Was it a shitty basement with dumb Halloween props?
It was a big ass fucking wooden chair, is what it was. Who's in the chair ruined?
Was Bray Wyatt
somebody
there?
Probably bought it from Cracker Barrel.
Yeah.
And not Spencer's, where
I was driving it home and lost it.
My dad brought up a good point while we were watching the Inferno. I hate to go back to the SummerSlam shit, but we were watching the Bray Wyatt thing, and he goes, you look so much like him, we should take you up to Cracker Barrel and take pictures of you sitting in rocking chairs.
Yes!
I was like, you know what? We could pull this off. I just don't have any white sweatpants or shiny pants or whatever it is. Is that Punchy's car? Oh, never mind.
Wow. I don't give a shit. It just irritated the fuck out of me. Cause it
Punchy hits a pole, you hit a chair. What the fuck, man? Susan's a goddamn voodoo bitch. That's what she is.
See, the thing is, that picture, you can't say still not a pole, because that is definitely
that's
a pole.
It has a percentage. It's a percentage.
She smacks their voodoo dolls with her dildo.
Mine was still not a pole.
Call him Susan.
It's a percentage of whether Punchy hit it in the morning. On Monday or Tuesday? Which one?
Hold on. I'm going to make a tweet that you guys may want to read and see. So keep going.
God. I love how this shit happens. Like, this is why I think this shit's all staged and there's cameras everywhere. Like, I am that paranoid guy that's like, oh, there's cameras. And you know what? You know where I think the cameras are pointed?
Relax.
No. It is, because they're all in fire hydrants. I want you to go anywhere in America and tell me where you can't find a fire hydrant.
Nelson County.
No, you can find a fire hydrant in Nelson County.
Nope.
I will bet my left half testicle that you could find a fucking... There's fire there, trust me.
There's fire there?
There's fire there.
I'm sure there is.
Look, all right, it's not like we're trying to fucking have a dead nigglet in a haystack, all right?
Wow.
Oh, is that too far?
Needless
really?
To say, I didn't end up getting it, making it to the beach.
That sucks, man.
It does suck.
Every opportunity.
My car is stuck at a shop in some podunk town.
And you got to go back to that podunk town.
I may not, I'm gonna look into a local the local Honda Collision Center, see if they can go pick it up and get it repaired there. But if they can't, I'm gonna get it repaired at the shop it's at, and then I gotta get driven and dropped off to go pick up my car.
Oh boy.
And at that point, I'm just going straight to the fucking beach.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what.
And you're going to slam fuck her mouth.
I'm going to tell you what. I'm getting some goddamn pussy.
Yeah. That's a judgment.
It is.
Susan.
It's been handed down. Enforce it, bailiff.
After all that.
Fucking rich.
I'm getting some.
JJ, you're ripping off JES. He already did the camera and the fire hydrant episode. Look, Johnny, I did not. See, look. I'm not that paranoid. I'm just making a joke, guys. Calm down. No tack, JJ. What's up?
Where's the BroboCop tweet we're supposed to be looking for?
I don't know.
It's loading, you know, from my phone, so a picture loading takes a little longer.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
The get camera in the refrigerator.
Wi-Fi, but just my phone stinks.
Big Ass Rich. I was kidding, too. Hashtag no tack, Big Ass Rich.
Get an iPhone.
No, all right, no.
You want to get an iPhone? I'll put up the Just for Hammy iPhone case again.
Oh man, that case actually looks very nice in person.
Yeah? Does it? Does it? That's. I'm glad.
We were worried about quality with that website at tinyurl.com/360on420merch, but everything that I've seen that's come out of it has been good work. Now, the shirts, we got to fix a couple of things, but I think, because, like, it's really weird with that site because you put it up, right? And then, like, you don't know how to get the shit off of it. And
does Big Ass Rich have an S4?
I guess, yeah.
I can make you a case on tinyurl.com.
Make Big Ass Rich a case just for Big Ass, or hashtag, what would be his hashtag?
I don't know. I don't know, Rich.
Big
like
Ass
that.
Rich, what do you want your hashtag to be?
What would you like your hashtag on your personalized?
Yeah, personalized.
Hashtag Steve's best buddy.
Hashtag Big MLR Rich.
Western Echo, how long do your tweets take, Punchy? Did you hit something with your phone, too? Was it a poll?
Your face in a second.
Ooh, tough hashtag guy.
2-2. Pump your book
when I'm in the hospital.
Hashtag Steve impersonation.
We're a hashtag tough guy punchy.
No, it picture messages take a little long to tweet. So. Right.
You want
to
put my head in cement?
Apparently
or should I run the bus
very
over?
Very long to tweet.
Run the... JJ, you can go run the bus over.
You know, it really is like listening to a middle schooler figure out how insults work. It really is, because it's, like, there's a difference between throwing words that are jumbled together that sound really cool, like lying fucking cunt, and then there's a difference between being an of glove that gets punched with a sledgehammer. Like, you see how funny that is? Like, I didn't have to say allegedly, because I said it's kind of like, see where you work words in? You be a wordsmith, as you like to call yourself, but you're terrible at it. It's like I'm terrible at having tact.
Yeah, you are not good at the tact thing, JJ.
Yeah. And it's been pointed out multiple motherfucking times.
JJ's got tact like Life from the Morgue has talent, so there's that.
No. And you know what's bad? Like I said, I went back and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back. I'm going to listen to when I went against Royce. And motherfucker, if Royce doesn't say I have no fucking tact, goddammit.
Holy shit, fucking Rich. Who is faster, Punchy sending a picture or Nord looking at a picture?
Hey, fuck you guys. I already have my pictures pre-ready to go for my T-Roy.
Oh, no. We got T-Roy, too.
Oh, apparently they're not ready yet, and I'm stupid.
Oh, no, dude, you know how this place operates. You just say it, and we go.
No.
I would like to bring up...
My technical advisor told me they're not ready yet.
Oh, they're not ready. All right, so I'll bring up JS. JS just put a Kinect sensor saying, I'm watching you. There's one looking at me right now. All right, I look over on TweetDeck because I leave TweetDeck open. And at Western Echo, watch out. Brilliant tweet coming from at Heel Punchy sometime this century.
I like the implications of that tweet, Dennis.
like doing radio on More Like Radio. I don't, you know.
You don't?
I like. Oh. I never said don't. Don't put words in my mouth.
I thought you
sounded
said don't.
Like you did.
No,
like
you said, it did I not. Don't I will. Like doing radio
I
more
like
radio.
Doing radio on More Like Radio. Putting words in my mouth, man.
I didn't put words anywhere.
Why are you doing
you
that?
You put the words in your mouth. We just caught them coming out.
Look, all right, at least we're not bashing sponsors, all right? Let's look at it that way.
I've never heard someone cough that much.
That's like... Let me explain to you folks. That's not even the
first... I never
first...
felt like I was going to die from my
hey,
blue.
Guys, I may be bad, but at least I ain't as bad as them.
Yeah. Hashtag... pessimistic JJ.
Now listen here, if you want to compare me to someone, don't compare me to that punching bag cunt.
Like Rich rewound it and I said don't. I didn't mean to say don't. I like.
Let's hope nobody else was recording.
Yeah. Recorded. Everybody, right, you know what? Fuck you guys.
Play the hammy bit.
Fuck you guys. I'm going to call Royce, and I'm just going to say that it's all you guys' fault, and I'm just going to claim that we're just trying to do our show, man. Leave me alone. I'm just trying to entertain the people that come into the chat room week in and week out. That's what I do. Hashtag Black Punchy.
Hashtag Black Punchy. Follow at Black Punchy.
There you go. Follow at Black Punchy. We need to get your face there, or we need to get our Mark Henry version in there, because I'm sensing WWE's not going to like you using their Mark Henry picture.
Yeah, but it says hashtag Black Punchy, so I'm fine.
All right, here we go. The thuggish word that I was told to remind it. All right.
Oh, yeah, thuggish.
The thuggish thing. All right, when I say the word thuggish, what do you think?
Black.
Okay, you're racist. You're all racist. You don't think of Mexicans. You don't think of white people. You think of black people.
I never said that. I just said one particular black person.
Oh, thuggish. All right, so in our area, a good buddy of mine is on a certain council, and he said that he... didn't want to go... All right, Punchy, let me ask you something. When you go to a park in your area, you're where? Like somewhere just roundabout in New Jersey?
Yeah.
All right, so you have parks in the area, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, they got parking lots.
Yeah, no, I'm saying like parks with like trees and baseball fields and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
All right, so you go to the park and you could take your family there up until what time?
Usually anytime.
Well, usually anytime, but... there's a certain aura that changes in the park at a certain time, right? Like, all right, let's say that we went to a park and there was nefarious night activity going on in a bathroom, right?
All right.
You would say that that's a faggish, you know, activity, right?
Yeah.
But like, let's say that at like let's say when at dusk or dark, the basketball games start up. Right? And let's say that a certain set of people that like to say that they lead a thug life show up to play that. Would you want to bring your family there while said basketball game is going on?
No.
No. So you would say that making a statement of saying a park is really great until the thuggish guys show up. Is that... you know, worth losing your job or having backlash from the internet over?
No.
No. That's just making a true statement, and yeah, it would be a bit different if you made it racial, but I love how in America right now, everything has to be racial. If it's not, then you're doing it wrong.
Well, yeah, you can't have a mixed, for God's sake.
Fuck you, Rich. JJ has lost his tack. He said basketball, not nigger frisbee.
I was thinking, I wanted to point that out, that you did actually say basketball.
He did.
That's probably the first time in our 2-year history that I've ever said the word basketball. I apologize, everybody. I hope you're not recording and can throw this back in my face.
I apologize for not being my usual self and being way too PC.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I changed it up and I didn't say nigger.
God, the old.
I apologize to all the frisbees in the audience.
I'm offended on behalf of all frisbees.
Yeah.
The black variety.
Yeah. Sasha says sorry. Either black people or wiggers. See, when you say thuggish, you could say, it could be anything. It could be a thuggish spick, be a thuggish nigger, thuggish wigger. Like, look at fucking, what's his name? Sacha Baron Cohen. He does a thuggish A-Rab. I mean,
I think you're thinking of a thuggish British person.
You think Borat is.
It wasn't
thuggish?
Borat.
The A-Rab?
He's talking about Ali G.
Ali G, he is A-Rab, okay. So fuck you. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
See, I don't know enough about that because I don't watch any of it. Sacha Baron Cohen is an idiot.
What's that say?
Tries to fuck your girlfriend, acts insulted when you confront him about it.
Who came up with that one?
I don't know.
Who tweeted it?
Dog.
Or who put it in there? Then Dog got that from somewhere.
Well, I think it's a... one of the same memes. He just put Nord's face on it.
That's a photoshoppable face, let me tell you what. It just fits anywhere.
Yeah.
Hey, Punchy, have you had that tweet yet? Let's get a live update going.
Yeah, seriously.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Oh, shit.
27%. I'm ready with my pictures.
You ready?
Dog's awesome like that.
All right. Well, let's beat Punchy to the punch, and let's go ahead with the T-Roy. What's up?
T-Roy update? Yeah. Okay. So today, I swung by T-Roy's house.
Yeah?
And decided to sit down and get a pack of cigarettes and
yeah,
a couple of drinks.
Did he smoke anything with you that I made?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, we're talking. The subject of him having a child comes up.
Oh no.
Oh, fucking did he do it? Why was I not called?
Anything special with that he smoked?
Don't think that was a one time thing. I better be called.
Let's just put it this way. Yes.
Hey, did you see that I left up there?
What?
That synthetic legal shit?
Yeah, it wasn't... like, if it didn't have the dark tinge to it, I would have tried it. But the stuff that I had was really, like, green. So
right.
I didn't want to put that in there and him be like, what are these chunks?
And does the dark...
right, back to the story.
Does the dark tinge tell you to run over a bus?
So, yeah, T-Roy, like... I survived T-Roy's house. That should be a shirt.
I did too.
Yeah.
I got two Cokes out of it.
Yeah, I got one.
Glass bottle.
I got a Coke and a free bag.
Glass
sad thing
bottle.
Is I already smoked it.
So yeah, the subject of T-Roy having a child comes up. And he informs me that if he were to ever actually spawn, he wouldn't touch the child until it was fully potty trained.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, now, he won't... what do you mean touch the child? Because we're talking about T-Roy, and when you say touch a child, it goes somewhere different.
Like, in any way, not just like that.
Any way. Like, no, not... okay, the baby pops out of the snatch, and usually the dad's the first one to hold him.
Yep, nope, not in this case.
Maybe that's what happened to him, and he's so fucked up because no one ever, like, hugged him. Is that
maybe.
Is that what happened?
I don't know. Yeah, then we started to get... then he said something to me.
Sasha, that, having whose child? A kidnapping? Little Matt, which 11-year-old girl is he raping? Get it right, shithead. There's 12 to 14.
Yeah.
You have to make
11
sure that...
11 is a little too...
yeah. What do you think this is, fucking Spinal Tap?
Then he brings up that he wants to have a comic book reader on his computer.
Dude, I gave you the one eye closed eye roll for that.
Fuck you.
That wasn't even a true eye roll. It was a one eye closed.
It was a really...
It was the retarded eye roll.
Yeah, he said he needed the comic book reader on the computer.
Okay.
I attempted to walk him through this process.
Like, does he know what a CBR file is? Like,
no.
Oh, God. This is not going to end well.
So I tell him, okay, boot up the Google.
Boot up the Google.
And type in .cbr reader.
Yeah.
Enter.
Done.
58 minutes later, he gives up.
58 minutes of trying to figure out how to get a CBR file to read?
He doesn't even have a CBR file. He just wants the reader.
Wait, what?
Because he wants to get the reader before he gets any files.
Why would I get the file if I can't read it?
Like, usually when you set out for a goal, all right, you go, all right, I need some tools to get there. But if you don't have anything when you get there, the tools are worthless. I'm just saying. And a CBR, like a .cbr reader is not that fucking hard to find.
Yeah, well, he I even took him to Simplerile. I was like, there, click the CNET one.
No shit, CNET.
I mean, seriously, I don't need a boner before I decide I want to jerk off.
All right, fucking .cbrreader.com. Done. First thing that comes up.
He couldn't install it. Didn't know how to install, uninstall, do anything. He asked
Can he read?
He asked me whether or not he should empty his recycling bin.
His cookies?
No, his recycling bin.
What does a recycling bin have to do,
nothing to do with,
anything? Yeah.
There's that tweet. I'm going to retweet it.
Is it up there?
And then finally, 15 minutes later.
That's turn the phone off and actually fucking resend it.
Here's the response I want. I want Sully to retweet that. And Sully, if you're listening, I want you to retweet that just with hashtag that's a poll. That's what I want.
Is that a neon?
No, it's the same car I have
that's
in my
what
yard.
I was wondering if y'all had that in common. Or
yeah, we do have that in common. Well, had.
Yeah, had.
Yeah.
And look at that. They're both broken down.
Yeah. Well, mine not so bad. Mine just needs a starter and some insurance and an inspection. I'm just lazy.
That seems like a lot.
It is. It's more than I have. See, I'm unemployed.
I've had two or three cars that needed a starter, but I could still drive them because they were manual.
See, this is an automatic. If it was a manual, I'd be popping that clutch riding down, especially the hill that I got. Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Done. Gone.
I drove that 300ZX I had for... I drove it for at least 2 months without a starter even on the car.
Yeah.
Just had to make sure I pulled up onto some sort of hill.
Yeah. If we had a slow night, you wasted a lot of gas because your car would sit out there and idle.
Yeah.
It's still not as good.
Oh, it's still Saturn.
Look, all right, here we go. Old school pizza stories. All right, it's still not as good as the night that Gil left his car running for an entire shift, and he was an insider as well. So he leaves his car running with the keys inside locked and works an entire eight-hour shift. These are the this is why I don't work at pizza anymore, people. This is why I'm happily unemployed. And before you go, oh, well, JJ, you're unemployed. You live off the government. No, I don't. I've never filed for unemployment, ever. I lick my lady's box. I fuck her in the asshole. Never, but I rub her back. And
never.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. She don't like the butt play.
Not a fan of the butt stuff?
No, she don't like the butt stuff. She's infatuated with mine, but trust me, it's not happening.
Dude, if she'll take it without you shaving or anything, let her do it.
No.
Let her do it.
Yeah.
I would not wish this upon anybody.
Well, she's asking. Like, it she's apparently that. Going for it.
Like, it's not that she wants to stick her face down there. She wants to stick something else in there. Okay. Not, well, that's right. not all fucking right. happening.
Huh. All right, that's like, that's a different story. You know, if it, right. if it's between a thumb and a tongue.
Now, look, all right, a blowjob and a finger just kind of gets near there. Yeah. But, you know, when you try and push the button and it just, I don't know. That doesn't do it for me. You know, if it does it for you, terrific. Good job, buddy.
I don't want anything.
You like your butt button pushed. Awesome.
God damn it, I gotta pee.
You gotta pee?
I gotta pee.
So.
Yeah?
While he's going through his Google search history for whatever reason, he continuously deletes things.
Like what? What is he deleting?
I can't see. He gets them too fast for me to see.
So you're telling me there's recorded evidence that he has it? Cause all right, look. Folks at home, it doesn't matter what you delete from your history, they can pull it up. So, all you're doing is fooling your significant other or making yourself feel better. Kitty likes the butt button.
And then
I don't like my butt button.
As the course goes to T-Roy's house, you drink the drinks.
Yeah, yeah. Smoke a cigarette.
You go to the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
Well... Hey, Judge, remember last time?
Judge isn't here. Hold on. Because I know what you're doing, because I was over there the other day and I checked. I just didn't get what you got. So, I know where you're going with this, but Judge had to go pee-pee because he's got a small giraffe bladder. And I'm going to try and just riff on giraffes until he comes back, because I know he's not here to call him a 6'8" lurch looking.
Well, I can tell. Here, I'll go on a small sidetrack about T-Roy.
Okay.
He said something to me that I almost smacked him in the face for.
I mean, did he say hi? Because that's what it does for me.
Yeah, but hi. Between you and me, though.
Yeah.
I'm very tolerant of dumb bullshit.
More tolerant than I am, yes. Okay, now he's walking back through the door.
I'm talking about my daughter.
Yeah.
All right, I'm getting beer.
Now he's walking over the door.
I hope she gets on Shizno's boyfriend's nerves.
Yeah, just a little hellion. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. I'm just, you know, secretly like, okay, at least maybe I'll take solace in that. That'll be, you know, daddy's little girl.
Yeah.
And I'm telling him this story, and he goes, yeah, yeah. Delilah, the good little cum stain.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay, look, man, there's being tolerant, and then there's being, you need to get fucking punched in the face.
I then go, what's that, pal?
Tell me he repeated it. Hold on, wait till Judge puts his headphones on so he can hear this, too. All right, go ahead.
And then he goes, well, I'm not going to repeat her name again, but he goes, I'm trying to think of a good radio name for her. Llama?
Yeah.
Is Llama okay? That sounds like a good one. I don't know.
Hey, Nod's Kid. Just, there you go. Yeah. Done.
Nod's Kid. A good little cum stain.
The look that I just got here was the same. Like, I'm going to punch you now. Insert face. Insert. Yeah.
I'm lost.
So I say, what's that?
All right, hold on. Back it up so Judge can understand the magnitude of what
Why
he just said.
You gotta do this as soon as I go take a piss.
This is the way this happens around here.
This is how I decided to fill the time with you peeing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you just gotta go over it again.
Good job.
That's fine.
So go back to the beginning. Fuck it.
You get away with it.
Yeah. Fuck the listeners. Let's go back. Fill Judge in.
Okay. So I was telling T-Roy, about how I hope that my child is a little hellion for Shizno's boyfriend.
Okay.
And, you know, just, like, gets on his nerves and all that shit.
Yeah, I got you.
Because then she'd be, like, daddy's little girl, you know?
I got you.
And that's when he said, oh, Nod's Kid? Good little cum stain. Wow.
How did you not just response smack him?
Well, because we weren't in the same room.
You had a car?
I'm going to drive you over there right fucking now.
I was like, what do you mean by that? Well, I was like, well, I didn't say it quite like that. I was like, huh? Like, I was just confused.
Yeah.
And he goes, well, you know, like, you had to have sex with Shizno, and you came in her, so, like, she's the product of your cum.
Yeah, but stains stay there.
Yeah.
A stain is that one that you arced off before you went to bed. Like, the stain is Punchy's bed to the right.
You know,
I'm just guessing.
Just that those, I would bring my phone and listen on TuneIn next time I piss, but the lag on my phone wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah.
I'd get way too much lag.
I mean, we suck and we don't have content anyway, so why listen to... Right. But I'm just.
You know, last time when we were over there,
yeah,
and you went in the bathroom, and you were very disappointed.
I was.
Yeah.
The
today
was
I
no
went in the bathroom,
there.
Right?
Yeah.
I had to take a pee.
Naturally.
What did I happen to notice? It's back.
It's back.
It's multiplied.
What the fuck?
He's still. It's not fully back. It started to grow again.
But it...
Ugh.
Son of a bitch! I know, I'm sorry.
It's
I'm
okay.
being loud.
Sorry.
Son of a bitch. Is that a new picture of it?
Yeah, that's a new picture.
Oh my god.
360 on 420, where we show you a retarded pedophile sink.
Oh my god.
You're all obsessed right. with this sink now.
I am. I wanted to see this in person.
I wonder if the sink's going to call in and blame me.
No, this will be the one thing that calls in and blames me, right?
Well, no, I'm obsessed with this, so...
Yeah. Oh, sink is like, oh, no, you know, J.J. Stoner does nothing but talk about me.
Yeah.
All he does. Meanwhile, I'm the sink that will tell my faucet to say, you are so much better than J.J.
I'm just trying to run my water, bro.
Wow. Wow.
Listen, man. Listen, just trying to flow through hot and cold water here. That's all I'm trying to do.
Correct.
Trying to make it sprinkle around a little bit.
Yeah. I just, every time I think of Steve trying to attack me, a sprinkler head just comes up and goes. And that's his attack on me, is spraying water.
I wonder if he's ever made Susan want, like, a dildo in the end of one of those.
It just goes in and then goes.
Yeah. If you would know, you sexted her.
You know their sex life is exclusive strap on.
Western Echo, but the sink would probably have better punctuation. And I'm going to add.
Proper polls.
And proper polls and paragraphs. Because I'm telling you now, all right, Nodor's trip to Shriver's was nothing like mine because...
Well, see, no, don't,
apparently
see, that
it was
a
nothing
far away
like
shot.
Mine
we
either.
Still have an up-close shot.
Right.
Well, apparently his trip was nothing like mine either because it was gone.
No, my trip over there involved authors. T-Roy's book is coming, folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Cue the fucking Wyatt family... promos, because his book is coming.
Can I read that in a Hulk voice too?
So we, you know what, Nodors?
What's up?
You need to get something. We need something to read from his book.
Oh yeah, I get to have one of the first drafts.
Which means we all get to have one of the first drafts.
When is that happening? I mean, I'm distracted by the picture in there, but ew.
Yeah, there's the up close. I don't know. He's
what the
get
fuck
it
is
out.
The brown spot?
Duty.
Duty.
Well, you know how we're always concerned about
it's
his
a
hygiene.
Lost dingleberry.
Toot toot. I just what the fuck is that shit? Like, all right, bro.
It already has texture to it. Do you see that?
Yeah. It already has hair.
God.
It's growing at the same
all
rate as the last one.
That's what we're going to do. In 1 month's time.
Yeah?
1 month. Nodor's is going to call me. We're going to go back over there.
Yeah?
We're going to test this out. Was it gone simply because a third party was coming in. Simply, I wonder if he cleaned.
Okay, yeah, I'm not important enough for the sink to be cleaned. What is the judge important enough?
Well, you went over after I did.
Yeah.
So what if he cleaned it simply because I was coming?
See, I saw this 2 days ago, Hipster JJ.
Right, okay.
But I knew, you know, this was coming up tonight. I didn't have picture proof because when I saw it, I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, it's growing again. We'll just get a picture in a month or two and just see how big it gets.
Fucking little Matt, Schriever's book is coming. The feds are waiting.
What was that?
You never heard the Wire Family shit?
Oh, no.
That hat better be available. Please tell me. I want that hat now. Someone buy me that hat, please. Dear God, buy me that hat. I want the hat. I want the t-shirt.
You should make that hat on one of the clothing sites.
I believe it could be possibly available at tinyurl.com/360on420merch. And I survived. Hold on. I'm queuing up since you've never heard this. Where did it go? There it is. Here we go. This shit. This is my theme song.
Oh. Yeah.
You heard it.
I've heard it now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Available now.
The only place I remember hearing it, though, is that promo.
The promo? Yes, sir. I want that. I don't like the colors, but I want that. I think it's good that we have personalized stuff, too. So if you don't like the color, you can fix it.
You mess with it.
Yeah. I survived.
I also got a good... I think it's a decent shot of his bathtub.
Okay, now, I got an okay shot of it as well. Is it better than mine?
I don't know if it's better, but I think it definitely shows off the dust bunnies.
The dust bunnies. Those aren't bunnies. They're like fucking large, like, rhinos.
The dust giraffes.
Yeah. No, don't dissully, you know, giraffes, man.
Yeah, especially when you've got one on your show.
Seriously.
Yeah, come on. Don't be that guy. Have some tact.
I'll take my shit and leave.
So, half the equipment.
At least.
Half of it. You get the mic that I'm having.
Do we want to get into this argument?
I mean, we can. It's not going to end well. If we go into possession is 9/10 of the law, possible argument.
We want to go into this argument.
No, it's okay. We don't need to because we work. Steven, if you try and take my people, they're not going to go over there. But I'm going to tell you right now, we send one message to Hellraiser and say, Hellraiser, come talk to us. I guarantee you I will talk him into being a producer.
Did you post what I asked you to post?
About what?
On that Friday night?
Mm.
After I left? I asked you to post something.
I'm guessing I forgot to post that poll.
Okay, well, it wasn't a poll.
Oh, I'm confused.
It was a link. I wanted you to post the new tiny URL.
I'm confuzzled.
/help the Indiegogo.
Oh,
the new Indiegogo.
I kind of remember where you're going with this.
Indiegogo.com/help360on420. Buy Steve shit.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Yep.
By the way,
so we get office space that shit?
It's going on Craigslist. We're buying it,
no,
motherfucker.
Fuck that, man. If it's available, we're office spacing this shit, dude.
I'm buying it.
And trust me, I'm an ex-roadie. I know how to destroy consoles and shit. Trust me.
I'm an ex-baseball player. I know how to destroy anything. What the hell are you talking about?
Yep.
By the way, JJ, I can't remember which guys from your show did he contact trying to get them?
What?
You mentioned Steve contacting people from your show.
Oh, no. When the Royce thing happened, he contacted No Doors and said, No Doors, you guys can come on live from the morgue. And
oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that, too.
Like, bro, it's okay. I get it. You're trying to play big man Steve, but it's not working.
Hey, I'm better. Come host
me. Now, here's my question to you. All right. Do we end at 3 o'clock?
It's pretty close.
I'm thinking, I don't
know. Hey, I just found the original Chuck painting.
Yeah? Throw that in there so the listeners can see
we
what...
We should at least remember to throw out.
Yeah.
At 3.
Yeah, we forgot to do that. I had... Dude, I never assume that people aren't listening to you because I had more than a few people bitching about the last download that I put out because it just abruptly ended at 3 in 3 hours. Yeah. But you guys need to understand that bitch comes first, and if she asks me to take something out, I do, and there was no way to...
Dude, how are you gonna hashtag your own line of the year?
Yeah, that's what my logo guy did for Steven.
Right.
Yeah,
and all he did he change? Did he end up? Is that what happened? He changed the teeth.
Oh, he bitched about everything on that page.
No, I'm saying what he's using now is. Did he just change the teeth and still?
No, he went. No, he went back to his original one that is a stock photo.
I've seen that shit all over the place.
Yeah,
still.
It's a stock photo that I don't know. Let's say if you contacted the author of that picture and said, "Hey, this show's using your shit," he could very well get a cease and desist order like he's already gotten. I mean, I'm not telling you to do anything because I'm just a radio host trying to do my show, man. Okay, look, you fuckers have induced me into taking the damn fucking lineup.
That's a stock photo.
That's a stock. No. That is the final version of what Woif asked for. Those are the changes.
So those are still, that's still dudes.
That's still dude shit, yeah.
Well, that's still what
that's
he's
still
using.
Kick Save Comics guy. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
It is right fucking now.
No, it's not.
On Zombie Mafia Live from the Morgue, I took it straight from his avatar.
Really?
Yeah.
Good
I
to
took
know.
That straight from his avatar.
Good to know.
That's been like that. That's okay. What I said. Well, I thought he changed the fucking teeth to fucking Susan's teeth.
It does kind of look like it. Because if you look on the left, it's a kind of a guy going, hey, like you'd think a retarded guy that acts like Fonzie. And then on the right, it looks like, oh, don't punch me.
No, that's what he's using right now.
That's fine.
And that's on his Facebook, I think.
Yeah, that's his Facebook. He changed. That's the stock shit that I'm talking about.
Okay.
And it's okay, man. You can go ahead and use that and continue to make yourself look stupid. And honestly, I don't really care because I'm not going to push it any further because I'm not the one that's a pussy boy, and I'm not the one that's afraid to call.
Here's
people.
What I don't understand: if that's a stock photo,
mm-hmm.
those are stock. Why did he get dude to redo it? Basically,
no, that's his redoing right there.
Oh, that's his.
Yeah, that's his.
So it's not a stock photo.
No. The stock part that I'm talking about is the two faces.
Okay.
Like I know people that have that tattooed on their leg.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Sasha says, that is such a good picture. It's like comedy and tragedy. The other one looks stupid. I don't, of course, we're giving him attention for talking about his logo, but, you know.
We're not giving him any attention that's going to
It's not
going to
help
fruit.
You out, Steven.
It's not going to bear any fruit for him.
No, this is not good press that you want. And, any press is good press. No. Us putting your name out, and that's his...
Massive interview?
That's who his interviews are. He's going to have David Chukakaka get the... What?
Tara Rising.
Who the fuck is Keith Brown? I mean, no offense to you, bro, but you're on a show that's not going to be there on August 23rd. Let's just be honest. Like, you're going to show up. You're going to show up for the 23rd, but you're not going to have a good time. I'm going to guarantee you.
What are you going to ask? Do you dream in cartoons?
I'm guessing those are people from her book deal that she paid to be on. So, I mean, you know, it's whatever. Because, you know, in the end, bro, I'm at More Like Radio. You're over there. You thinking you're moving on, but you're not. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because in the end, More Like Radio is going to get you.
Coming to get you, motherfuckers.
Yeah, and then you're just... This is what's coming at you, bro.
Maybe Cornix is right all along. I am gay.
All right, throw out.
Throw up?
Throw out.
Are we going throw away? Like, are we done? Do you feel done? I feel like we came all over their ears.
I still got more than half a beer left.
You have half a beer left.
I still got more than half a beer left.
That's
more
a factor.
More than half a beer.
Yeah. What do you think?
And, wait a minute. Three cigarettes. Well, all right, two. Two cigarettes.
I'm trying to find something. I don't know. But anyways, if you're listening to us on download, thanks for checking us out. Check us out live Sundays and Thursdays at midnight. Brain Stew Radio. Friday nights at 8 p.m. is fronted by Brain Stew Hammy on Twitter and Heel Punchy. Any plugs, Punchy?
At Tierney's Tavern and tinyurl.com/...
Nice.
heard none of that. I heard Tierney's Tavern, but tinyurl.com/helppunchy go to college.
There you go.
Is that what it was?
I don't know.
Punchy go to college?
tinyurl/punchycollege.
Punchycollege/punchycollege.
We'll get this right, man. We'll be professionals about this. We won't fucking release your whole fucking family album. Dead Babies. You know our Twitters, at No Doors For You. The Working Man. He's going to be hurting later today. Everyone that listens to us is going to be hurting.
Shit, I'm going to be hurting.
Yeah.
I had to get up early today for my niece's third birthday party.
Akadog on Twitter. Fantastic follow. Radio Judge on Twitter. Let's get him some followers.
I'm looking at like 75, maybe.
No, you don't tweet. Tweet more.
Hey. I tweet fucking creep shots of you every show.
There you go. But thanks for listening. Live people, we'll see. I'll decide in the next 5 minutes. 360 on 420. Thanks for downloading and checking out morelikeradio.com.
Hopefully you don't waste your time listening to our ads.
Dead Babies.
This is JJ Stoner of 360.